Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off for auction during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
That never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We are live, we're national, we're looking forward to your calls. Open phones across America, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ, if you are so inclined to join our late night national town hall conversation. I'm hoping that you do. And plenty to discuss tonight, like there is every night. I love having this national conversation with you guys. El Trumpito pulling up in California today, meeting with Gavin, as he calls him, Gavin Newsom. And I thought he was very gracious, very kind to the guy. They were both kind to each other, despite all of the rhetoric back and forth. And it's funny, right? I'm from Jersey, and everybody always talks about when Chris Christie embraced Obama. When he needed help, kind of like Governor Gavin Newsom right now, being very kind towards Trump. And that, look, I don't expect them to hate each other. But again, given the heated rhetoric, one would suspect that there would be just a firm handshake, respect for the office. But it seemed like they kind of got along. I mean, there were some contentious moments, depending on the pictures that you look at. But I remember Governor Christie giving an embrace to Obama, and that was it. Everybody said, oh, we hate him, oh, this and that. And I thought it was an unfair rap that they gave him because he was trying to save New Jersey that was underwater from Hurricane Sandy. But anyway, my point is, that's how politics works. Everybody hates each other until they're face-to-face. And then they're like, ah, you're not so bad. You're just a clown, right? It's always, let's lock these people up until you realize that, you know, this isn't as bad as we thought it was, and we're never going to get the conviction. So, you know, go for it. I've been going at it. I rarely take the bait from the trolls, but earlier today I took some bait, or last night I took some of the bait from some trolls on Twitter. And against my own advice, because right, the advice I was given early on was don't feed the trolls because they'll come back for more. But every now and again, the people that believe in this thing called the Brunson case, every now and again, the people that believe that at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, Camp Gitmo, that somehow every last Democrat and every last person that's ever been evil in life is going to be executed, and how that's somehow an American thing to do. I can't ever get down with this idea. I just can't do it. No due process, no trial, not even a court of law. A military tribunal is what my friends with bigger tinfoil hats than I like to talk about. Might I remind you that there was a guy who ran for president saying, lock her up, lock her up. His name, El Trumpito Donaldus Magnus, the 45th president of these United States. And what did El Trumpito do? Well, he became president. And what did he do with Hillary Clinton? He just kept making fun of her. Ultimately, in this current campaign, he said he decided that it was wrong. It wasn't the right thing to do to jail a former First Lady of the United States. I didn't make it up. DJT said that. The president, the 45th and 47th. And for those out in conspiracy land that thinks he's also the 46th. I believe that was a stolen election. But be that as it may, ultimately, Trump did not put anybody in jail. Matter of fact, the other day he laid out a 9-point plan. I played all of it. It took me like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes to play all of the audio of him laying out this plan. And he said, I think he got all the way up to point number 7 or 8 when he said, and when necessary, we'll use the law and we'll put him in jail or something to that effect, right? Putting people in jail is not the only way to hold people accountable. And not that I'm trying to defend the deep state or anything like that. Why am I talking about this now? I don't know. Maybe because I just get tired of people telling me that I need to wake up because I'm not with the program. Listen, just because I want him in jail as much as everybody else. But when Fauci's gotten a pardon, just because you say this pardon's illegal doesn't mean that it is. This is a whole complicated legal process we have to go to, last I checked. So I just say that to say, look, we got to call a spade a spade. If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it's a duck. We can't say, look, it's a goose because we feel like it, because emotionally we do. No. Our good friend Ben Shapiro famously said, right, the facts don't care about your feelings. And I think that's true. So I'll leave that there. Now, some of the other stuff that's going on, besides Trump visiting Gavin Newsom and being very kind to him in California, you've got Trump announcing that the FEMA overhaul is going to take place during his visit to North Carolina. You got the Senate voting right now, this evening, to confirm Pete Hegseth. You've got some illegal aliens that are voluntarily deporting themselves. And listen, that is the best thing that could happen, right? Because if in fact they are deporting themselves, then it would be a good thing. It would be a very, very good thing if they deported themselves. It would help everybody, right? It would help them. It would help us. I don't know if everybody's going to do it. But we've got the governor. If we have the governor in Massachusetts, who's a lefty, saying that she supports Trump deporting criminal illegal aliens in her state. And that's the audio we heard yesterday of the ICE team in Boston grabbing all these people. She says, hey, we're going to cooperate with ICE. When you got the lefties in Boston on board, that's when you know things are out of control. And it wasn't not that long ago, less than a week ago, Jorge Ventura reported that we were, in fact, seeing people that were voluntarily deporting themselves. Check this out.
Some migrants are already choosing to leave the country voluntarily. News Nation's Jorge Ventura joins us live from San Antonio, Texas this morning with more on this story. Jorge, how many migrants are we actually seeing doing this, leaving voluntarily?
Right now, Mark, it's unclear, but we are starting to see a trend, and this comes as cities across the U.S. and Mexico are now bracing for President-elect's deportation operation. But his hardline messaging on those deportation efforts have some migrants panicking and some even choosing now to self-deport back to their home countries. I spoke with immigration attorney Rolando Vasquez, who tells me that some of the immigrants that he represents that entered under the Biden administration are now choosing to return home, fearing deportation under the incoming administration.
Just as recent as yesterday, they notified me that they're going to depart the country voluntarily. And understanding that, you know, the Trump administration is going to carry through on their promises.
And it's not just Trump's deportation plans that are influenced these decisions. Vasquez says it's also that Mexico is now open to accepting non-Mexican deportees. Mexico's move would impact Cuban and Venezuelan migrants the most, since those countries typically do not accept deportation flights from the U.S., but may from Mexico.
This is causing for many migrants to leave on their own, knowing that they're either going to be deported to their home country or be deported to Mexico. And they obviously, the overwhelming majority of them do not want to be in Mexico.
And my sources in Mexico tell me that it's likely that cartels and smugglers will exploit, kidnap, and extort those.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Grantor here for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Not saying that's the case for everybody, but I read this article and I thought, man, this is definitely something we got to talk about. Plus, I want to get some comedic observations on the news of the day. So we've got a lot to discuss and a lot that we're going to discuss tonight. I want to get your calls on all of it. 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone. And even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at Hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
I want to listen to you, Rich, all the time.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
President Trump now ordering all remaining files related to the assassinations of JFK, his brother Bobby, as well as Martin Luther King Jr. to be declassified. Now, his national security advisors now have 15 days to come up with a plan to release the records tied to JFK, 45 days related for the other two. The death of these three men have sparked widespread conspiracy theories over the years, many alleging government involvement and/or cover-ups. The order states that the King and Kennedy families deserve full transparency.
That's a big one, huh? A lot of people are waiting for this for a long time, for years, for decades, and everything will be revealed.
Now, Trump released nearly 3,000 files related to JFK's assassination in his first administration, but stopped short at the time of a full release because back then several agencies requested that he not do that.
That is El Trumpito, and I've got a little bit of audio on why he decided not to do it last time around. But I want to get into this because we won't know for another 45 days or so what exactly is in these files. But I want to find out what's the story, right? What is the story here? And not that long ago, we had attorney and co-author of the JFK assassination chokeholds that inescapably proved there was a conspiracy. Matt Crumpton joined us, and I want to bring him back because I think it's important to, you know, at least speculate on what we think may be released in these files. About a year ago, maybe more, I spoke with a different author of a different book about the death of Marilyn Monroe, and his assertions were that there was a massive cover-up with respect to that. And, of course, she was inextricably linked to JFK, RFK, et al. So I wanted to really have this conversation with Matt Crumpton to figure out what's going on. Matt Crumpton, welcome back, sir.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Likewise. So let's talk about this. Your reaction to the clip of audio we just heard with President Trump saying it was time to do it. We didn't do it last time. We fell short because Pompeo and others said it wasn't the right time. Trump feels it's the right time. What say you?
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's definitely a step in the right direction. I was actually impressed that the reports that you just showed actually said what really happened, which is, you know, there's an order that within 15 days, his national, actually DNI, which he wants to be Tulsi Gabbard, is supposed to present a report, basically a plan, a game plan of how to proceed. But the language of so it hasn't been disclosed. You know, I've seen all these news stations today talking about how everything's disclosed now. Well, that's hold your horses. We're not quite there yet.
Yeah,
but it
yet.
Is a step in the right direction. It's a step in the right direction, and we just have to see what the plan ends up being. But yeah, there's a lot. There's about 4,000 redacted documents that have been released, but they're redacted in some material way. And those are mostly CIA. And then there's another 500 or so that are IRS records that have never been released. And then there's about 11 that are deed of gift that have been donated and have not been released. So that's what you're looking at, big picture.
What do you suspect is in these records, the IRS records, the gifted records, and the others?
Sure. Well, let's start with these redacted records. You're looking at the CIA's got 3,538 of them, so it's mostly the CIA of those 4,000. And what are we talking about? Well, we know that one of the records deals with how Kennedy was looking at disassembling the CIA after he was upset after the Bay of Pigs, and it's almost completely redacted. We just know the general subject. The names of the hit team that were part of the you know, the assassination team to kill Fidel Castro. So that's you know, a lot of people believe that sort of that killing Castro operation was turned on Kennedy. That's sort of the prevailing conspiracy. And wow, look at that! You're going to classify, you know, the people that are part of that team. That's pretty on point. There's also, you know, Priscilla Johnson is a journalist, author. She co-wrote Marina Oswald's book, Lee and Me, or Marina and Lee, I believe it's called. And anyway, turns out she's a CIA asset. And so there's a document that says who told the CIA that she would be a good asset to work with. There's information that's blacked out about Robert Mayhew, who was the Richard Nixon set up contact between the mafia and the CIA when they first wanted to get the mafia involved to try to oust Castro. So yeah,
wow.
There's a lot of stuff that's directly on point. And then the IRS records, too. So, yeah.
Well, hang on. We're going to continue to explore that when we come back. Folks, we're on with Matt Crumpton. He's the attorney and co-author of the JFK assassination chokeholds that inescapably prove there was a conspiracy. He's also the creator of the Solving JFK podcast, and he's coming right back with us. Folks, keep it locked right here. I'm Rich Valdez. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Coast One Financial Group.
The best guests, the best opinions. This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back, familia. And again, we are seemingly moments away from the confirmation of Pete Hegseth. It appears that Vice President J.D. Vance may be the deciding tie-breaking vote. Right now, it's down to the wire at 50-50. We will interrupt our programming to go live to the Senate floor as that news breaks. But right now, until that happens, I want to continue our conversation with Matt Crumpton. He's attorney and co-author of the JFK Assassination Chokeholds That Inescapably Prove There Was a Conspiracy. And, Matt, I want you to hear this clip of audio with El Trumpito, Donaldus Magnus, the 45th president of these United States, President Trump, the 45th and 47th president, on with our friend Sean Hannity explaining why he did not classify them the last time around. Listen to this.
I did it with Kennedy to an extent, but I was asked by some of our government officials not to. And, you know, you have to respect them. I was actually asked by Mike Pompeo, his Secretary of State, not to. And I felt he knew something that maybe, you know, when he asks you not to, you sort of say, why? And he felt that it was just not a good time to release him. And you might ask him why. Maybe he'll deny that even. But he did. He asked me. And some others also, though. They didn't want the Kennedy stuff released. And they're professionals, and I respect them.
And they're working for me and the country. They're working for the country. And so I didn't release. But I'm going to release them immediately upon getting. We're going to see the information. We're looking at it right now.
Again, President Trump on the Fox News Channel explaining what the delay was about and what he anticipates doing. And that's been done already. We're now waiting for that to be declassified. I want to continue our conversation with Matt Crumpton, co-author of the JFK Assassination Chokeholds That Inescapably Proved There Was a Conspiracy, and he's the host of the Solving JFK podcast as well. Matt Crumpton, before we left off, you were explaining about the Bay of Pigs and how that assault team, the hit team, the assassins for Castro, the Killing Castro team, might also be the same team that they turned on Kennedy.
Yeah, that is a common theory, and it's just interesting that that is one of the documents that's still redacted. So, one of the other big documents is Jackie Kennedy had several interviews with the author William Manchester and inserted RFK, and those have been, I believe, classified until like 2067, but they're in the National Archives. So I don't even know if those are eligible, but you know, the question is, wow, why are those still classified? You would think that that would be like one of the main parts of history that we would rely on. She was right there next to him. I'm sure she'd have some important things to say. But the big picture on this thing, Rich, is that the documents that exist are just the ones that the Assassination Records Review Board received from the respective agencies. I mean, the CIA being the main one. And, you know, it's not like they went in and audited. They just took the agency's word for it, right?
Now, let me ask you a question. It's my own naivete and my own ignorance here, but Kennedy was shot in the United States, an American president shot in Texas, as I know it. Why was the CIA the lead agency if they're an international intelligence agency?
Yeah, I mean, technically that would be a murder, and it would, you know, be the coroner, Earl Rose, who should have been in charge. And there's a famous confrontation at Parkland Hospital regarding this exact issue, you know, that he was going to get an autopsy under Texas law. But, you know, at the end of the day, nothing like this had really ever happened. And when you say national security, a lot of times that's that, especially in the middle of the Cold War, you know.
Yeah. But why the CIA? Why not the FBI?
Oh, well, you know, in terms of the investigation itself, the FBI did, you know, the FBI was the primary investigative arm when it comes to, you know, working with the Warren Commission. The Warren Commission ended up getting a few of their own investigators, which Hoover was not very happy about. But the question is, why are there all these CIA documents?
Right.
And it's because the CIA was watching him. So they're not all about Oswald. Some of them are about, you know, some of the people that are involved in covert ops. And it's like, yeah, I understand this stuff was all super top secret, but, you know, it's more than 60 years ago. So, you know, we just need to, and here's the thing. So there are probably other documents that we're not going to get, even when they're all declassified. You know, there's a recent CIA whistleblower who came forth to former Washington Post journalist Jefferson Morley and said that he saw inside of a room in a CIA storage facility in Virginia, there are all these JFK assassination documents, including a tape of Oswald in Mexico in 1963. That's what it's labeled. It says Oswald, Mexico, 1963. So, you know, but look, hopefully there's no reason for these things to remain declassified or to remain classified if it was a lone gunman, you know, obviously. So hopefully they can all be disclosed, and hopefully we can find out, look, hey, you know, did Oswald get money from weird sources? What about, you know, Ruth Payne? How is she getting paid? But then there's the whole thing of, you know, it's not like it's all going to be on W-2 payroll that's traceable. So there will always be questions, but it's better to have something than to have nothing. And the documents that we already have show that Oswald was a CIA asset just by, you know, following the routing of the files within the CIA.
Now, if I take the recent history of what we know about the January 6th riots, and that many of the people there, at least 26 of them, were FBI assets, and we know that we saw people that were actively trying to incite a riot, that we can at least deduce or presume may have been FBI assets, where regular innocent people that were wearing red hats that said MAGA were not actively trying to riot or do anything bad. It seems like this may be a common go-to in our government's MO, or I'm going to dare I say the deep state's MO in doing things. Do you think that is part of the revelation and part of the impetus for President Trump saying, we're going to reveal everything, 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 right? Because I feel like the only reason he's doing this, not because he's a history buff or because he cares about what happened in those times, not that he doesn't care, but it's really to say, we've got a pattern here, folks, and these three assassinations are all interrelated, and they have everything to do with exactly what tried to happen to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's false flags is really what we're talking about.
Right.
And, you know, basically having a crime be committed and blaming it on another party for ulterior motives. And the first and most famous, not the first, there's many, many false flags throughout world history, but one of the most famous ones is Operation Northwoods, where they were going to shoot down a Cuban plane with Americans on it and let Americans die and make it see, and blame it on Cuba and say they did it as a pretext to start a war. So, you know, and this was released as actually part of the JFK records, and Kennedy shut that down, which is part of the reason why the generals hated him. They loathed him. I think if we can get some sort of audit scenario, that'd be great. But at a bare minimum, and here's one other thing I'd like to add. There are identification aids with all these records. So a lot, without getting super deep in the weeds, I've got some of my co-authors have been spending time at the National Archives going through these final determination forms. And long story short, there are about several dozen, maybe close to 100 documents that have already been ordered to be fully redacted, and they have not actually followed through with it. So it's a question of, is it like shoddy bookkeeping or, you know, whatever, but so we're putting them all together, and we're going to submit it to the National Archives, and file, take appropriate legal action, but hopefully the president will beat us to it.
Matt Crumpton, the long and short of it here, I realize you're careful in your word choice, and that's the attorney in you. But for somebody like me, I want to know, what is your take? You've spent a lot of time. You're working with these other co-authors on the book that you put together. What do you think ultimately is the big smoking gun here? I mean, from what I hear and from what I can see, and again, I'm just speculating, right? Where this is not news, this is me speculating. It seems to me that someone within the CIA or somebody used the CIA as a vehicle to continue to do what I think we've done, and we were warned by Eisenhower about the United States, that there is an element within the United States in the government, maybe a shadow government, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, bureaucracy, that the military-industrial complex, if you will, that enjoys being at war, building bombs, selling arms, and this conflict, for whatever reason, these manufactured conflicts. And there's a contingent of people that do not like this. Some go along with it, war hawks, which I subscribe. I'm one of them in many ways, right? There's a few wars that I'm like, yeah, we shouldn't have done that. I think we should have done a lot of them. But I also think that we shouldn't be starting them for nothing, right? For naught.
Sure.
So what do you ultimately think comes out of all of this?
To me, one of the biggest smoking guns, I mean, there's a lot of little things once you get into evidence. I mean, the medical evidence is a big smoking gun. But I recently just learned within the last couple of years that Oswald's internal CIA documents, the routing of those gives the game away. So the CIA is watching him because he's supposed to be in the Soviet Union. Because he's in the Soviet Union, right? So they're watching him as a threat. Is he going to come back as like a KGB agent, right? But his records aren't going to the Soviet Russia division. They're going to the Office of Security, which is the office that spies on spies. And it's Jim Angleton. It's him at the top. So anyway, his documents wouldn't all go there unless he was actually an asset of the CIA. And in fact, legendary CIA counterintelligence officer Pete Bagley confirmed, in fact, that Oswald was a CIA false defector based on this document trail that's already been declassified. So there's that. I mean, what was it? To your point, they were trying to, this is what Mexico City is all about. They're trying to implicate Oswald with the Soviets and the Cubans so that they could say, hey, it wasn't Oswald alone. He was the lone shooter, but he was put up to it by the Soviets and the Cubans. And then the American people would find out, now we have to have World War III. We would have to do like a first strike nuclear launch. And so that was sort of the idea. And then Johnson turned it from that and said, no, I don't want nuclear war. We're going with Oswald alone. And there's this whole weird exchange between Hoover and Johnson that there's a transcript for, where Hoover tells Johnson that Oswald was in Mexico City talking to the Soviets, but it wasn't Oswald. It was an imposter. But then Johnson goes on and he tells Earl Warren to get him to run the commission that Oswald was meeting with the Soviets.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
Is Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We are live and national. It's Friday night. It's about, I don't know, 48 minutes past 9 o'clock. The vice presidential motorcade has left the White House. It's approaching Capitol Hill as Vice President J.D. Vance gets to Capitol Hill to cast that tie-breaking vote. We're going to go to the floor of the Capitol live, so stick with us, folks. But we're going to wrap up with Matt Crumpton here. He is the author of the JFK assassination chokeholds that inescapably prove there was a conspiracy. Matt Crumpton, let everybody know how they get a copy of the book and how they listen to your podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. You can get the book on Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, you know, pretty much anywhere you can buy books online. Also, it's on Audible, the audiobook. And the podcast is Solving JFK, and it's available Spotify, Apple, you know, Amazon, and anywhere you can find podcasts.
Outstanding. And I want to thank you for being with us. And I will definitely be calling on you again as we get more information in the weeks to come, brother.
Man, I can't wait to get my hands on these documents. And thanks for having me.
All right.
I appreciate you.
We're going to go straight to the Capitol to Vice President J.D. Vance.
All right. Are there any senators in the chamber who wish to vote or change a vote? If not, on this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
Outstanding. There you have it. That is Vice President J.D. Vance. Casting the tie-breaking vote to confirm Pete Hegseth as the Secretary of Defense. You heard it here live. I doubt you heard it anywhere else live because there's very few live programs in this time slot. So we were going to bring you the rest of that. Account, is there more audio coming in from that feed? That was it. So we're going to take a pause right here. We're going to come back. Your calls and more, 833-482-5337.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone. And even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at Hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
So glad to be on your show, Rich. It's just an amazing broadcast that I hope the rest of America listens to every day.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez keeping you company live till midnight or 1 a.m., depending on where in the country you are. We're on in multiple time zones, and I'm grateful for that. And I want to, again, bring you or reiterate the breaking news that Pete Hegseth has been confirmed as Secretary of Defense by the United States Senate. The tie-breaking vote cast by Vice President J.D. Vance. Check this out.
Are there any senators in the chamber who wish to vote or change a vote? If not, on this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
Well, there you have it. Again, Vice President J.D. Vance, in his capacity as President of the United States Senate, voting to cast the tie-breaking vote to confirm Pete Hegseth as the Secretary of Defense. That was the one a lot of people were worried about, that, and I guess RFK Jr. as HHS Secretary. And that's signed, sealed, and delivered. Compliments of El Trompito and the American people. So God bless America. It's a good time to be alive. I didn't doubt any of these. After hearing the report from James O'Keefe, I had a little concern that they were going to make things difficult for RFK, but not in the confirmation process in so much as in the actual administration of the department. You know, this is what they do, right? You heard the guy yesterday saying that a sophisticated bureaucrat, in effect, can run circles around an unsophisticated political appointee. Now, I don't think RFK Jr. is a unsophisticated political appointee. I don't think he's a bureaucrat. He's spent most of his life on the outside as an attorney, as a radio host, and as an activist. But that being said, I still think he's in the know. Right, he's in the know, and he's a smart guy, and he understands how this type of thing works. And if anybody understands how this works, it's Donaldus Magnus, El Trompito. He's seen it from every angle, and his team has seen it from every angle. They literally try to put him in jail for 400 years. So I think he knows a thing or three about the deep state and could teach us all a bunch of things. Anyway, folks, we're going to continue our conversation. We've got more to come straight ahead, another action-packed hour. We're going to talk about why El Trompito pulled the security clearance from Fauci and Bolton and Pompeo and some other White House aide I've never heard of named Hook. And we're going to get to the bottom of that with a former spy himself, a former lieutenant colonel in the United States Army, Department of Defense official, and so much more. So keep it locked right here for that. Plus, later after that, we're going to talk about mental health and what the female narcissism and Queen Bee syndrome is all about. I'm really interested in hearing about that one. So keep it locked right here, folks. Again, Rich Valdez keeping you company all night long. Don't go anywhere. We're live, we're national, and we're coming right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has confirmed Pete Hegseth as the nation's defense secretary in a dramatic late-night vote, with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the 50-50 tiebreaker.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
Vice President J.D. Vance casting the vote. Republicans had pushed back questions about Hegseth's qualifications amid allegations of heavy drinking and aggressive behavior. Hegseth himself was working the phones to shore up the support with senators. The Republican senators are prioritizing the former Fox News host and combat veteran's vow to create a warrior culture in the Pentagon. Hegseth's confirmation routs out President Trump's National Security Cabinet officials. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Hegseth is the right man to lead the Pentagon.
A veteran of the Army National Guard who served tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, Mr. Hegseth will bring a warrior's perspective to the role of Defense Secretary and will provide much-needed fresh air at the Pentagon. Gone will be the days of woke distractions. The Pentagon's focus will be on war fighting.
Also at townhall.com, President Trump is floating the idea of dismantling FEMA. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more on the story.
During a trip to survey hurricane damage in North Carolina, the president expressed his unhappiness with FEMA's response to natural disasters.
FEMA has been a very big disappointment. They cost a tremendous amount of money. It's very bureaucratic, and it's very slow.
And he's considering getting rid of the agency.
I think we're going to recommend that FEMA go away.
The president said states should handle their own disasters instead of counting on FEMA. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tens of thousands reporting in Washington for the annual March of Life earlier today. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Just hearing the word right now with an important alert. Home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $60 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Steven.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening, Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
There has been an arrest in the death of a Vermont Border Patrol agent who was shot during a traffic stop. We hear more on the story from correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting.
The FBI has now arrested 21-year-old Teresa Youngblood in the fatal shooting of a U.S. Border Patrol agent, David Mayland. Youngblood and a German man who died in the firefight Monday had been under surveillance in the days leading up to the stop. Investigators had been performing periodic surveillance of the pair since January 14th after an employee at a hotel where they were staying raised concerns. Authorities later found ballistic equipment, electronic devices, and ammunition in the car, along with travel and lodging information from multiple states and an apparent journal. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find breaking news, more stories, and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. It was a chilly opening day for two giant pandas from China at Washington, D.C.'s National Zoo.
Two giant pandas, Bao Li and Qing Bao, made their debut to the public at the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington.
It is a great delight to come to the district of panda.
Chinese Ambassador Xi Feng.
And witness the debut of Bao Li and Qing Bao together with all of you.
One Arlington, Virginia resident, Tanya Griffin, took the day off work to see the pandas.
It's very exciting. My inner child is coming out.
I'm Hayat Njwani.
Hamas has announced it would release four female soldiers held hostage for 15 months in Gaza as part of an exchange for dozens of Palestinian prisoners laid out in its ceasefire agreement with Israel. An advocacy group representing the families of hostages confirmed the identities of the captive Israelis to be released later today on Saturday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We're live, we're national. Happy to be here. My pleasure, and I want to invite you to join our late night national town hall conversation. We call it Open Phones Across America. Feel free to call in particular the last couple of segments of each hour. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. I'm going to be getting to a lot of your calls this hour, so call in early. And I want to talk about some of the news. Of course, El Trompito touching ground just a couple hours ago in California. And being greeted by Gavin Newsom. Now, I don't think Gavin Newsom was supposed to be there, but he was there, showed up, wanted to say, hey, welcome to the whatever state. What is their state, right? It's not the Sunshine State. That's Florida, the Golden State. And as he welcomed them to the Golden State, which as of late has been, the not-so-golden state, they had a conversation. I think Trump was gracious. And then Trump made his way to speak with Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, along with the First Lady and former ambassador and DNI Rick Grenell in tow. So we have a little bit of audio on that. I'll get to it a little bit later. But that's a little bit of what's going on. Then they kept going. They continued that was the stop after they went to North Carolina. And President Trump in Asheville, North Carolina, commenting on Senator, California Senator, Adam Schiff. That is Adam Schiff for Brains, saying that he looks like he got hit with a baseball bat. I want you to listen to this one, cut number four. Go right
I don't
ahead.
Know. I was told that Schiff was going to travel with us to California. I wasn't thrilled, to be honest with you. And I saw him last night on television. It looks like he got hit with a baseball bat or something. What happened to him?
Something happened to him. It was. It looked like he got hit. It looked like he got beat around. But I'll ask Caroline to find out what happened to him. No, if he wanted to come out, I would have done that. But I don't know. Somebody said that he wanted to come on the plane, but I think he's staying back for the votes.
Of course, Schiff, I'm going to guess stayed back for the votes so that he would not vote for Pete Hegseth. And we're going to get to that in just a little bit. Now, we've also got the president. He's crisscrossing the country. He's all over the place. John Bolton, of course. John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, and others who are losing their security clearance. We're going to talk about that. But I want to remind you that just a little while ago, Vice President Vance made his way from the Naval Observatory over there by the White House to Capitol Hill to cast the tie-breaking vote in his role as President of the Senate. And we've got a clip of audio on that tie-breaking vote for Secretary of Defense to confirm Pete Hegseth as the new Secretary of Defense. Check this out.
Are there any senators in the chamber who wish to vote or change a vote? If not, on this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
And there you have Vice President Pence in his role as President of the Senate voting to confirm Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense. We're bringing that to you. We brought it to you live. Of course, one of the few live programs that are in this time slot. I love when we're able to participate in the live news that happens in the wee hours of the evening here. So anyway, that's part of what's going on. We've got a couple other things I want to bring up. Marco Rubio ordering a halt to almost all U.S. foreign aid, saying we've got to stop it all. I love that. Mexico has refused a deportation flight. Look, I thought they were on board. I guess it's like today they're yes, tomorrow no, that type of thing. But the Mexican government is now criticizing President Donald Trump and his unilateral immigration actions that they claim are one-sided, and saying the landing would have to require assistance from Mexico. So they've denied a U.S. military plane that was seeking access to land, at least temporarily, frustrating the Trump administration and their plans to deport immigrants, from the United States into Mexico. And this is a report according to two U.S. defense officials and a third person that was familiar with the situation, confirming it to NBC News. Two Guatemala-bound Air Force C-17s carrying about 80 people each flew these deportees out of the U.S. on Thursday night. The sources said that the flight was slotted for Mexico but never took off. It wasn't clear exactly why Mexico blocked that flight, but tension between the United States and Mexico likely had something to do with it. And things are, according to NBC News, I would say they're not that bad. But NBC News says things are getting worse because Trump won the election. I would say the only reason Mexico was happy when Biden was here is because they didn't have to do anything and they could do whatever they wanted. There was no relationship. There was no dialogue. There was no conversation. They did what they wanted to do. And obviously, when you're in any type of partnership, if we share a border, we got to talk to each other. We got to make a deal. So that's that. Trump, again, threatening to slap 25% across-the-board tariffs on Mexico in retaliation for migrants crossing the border seems to have worked, but neither one of these things are in effect yet. So we might see the next executive order coming out being the tariffs that are being implemented. We'll see. Anyway, somebody from the White House saying in a text message to NBC News that the flights was an administrative issue and it was quickly rectified. So I hope that's the case. After this article that I'm looking at from NBC News, Carolyn Leavitt tweeted, Mexico accepted a record 4 deportation flights in one day. So clearly the news that you're hearing across the board about Mexico saying they didn't want the flights was handled, and I'm happy to see that. They should have put that at the top of the article instead of the bottom, but That's how NBC News does it. All right, they're always out there trying to do what they do. So, let's see. White House, blah, 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 blah. That's that story. I want to move on. Next up, you've got the Oath Keepers founder ordered to stay out of D.C. That stuff's not that interesting. Oh, this is interesting, but I'll get into that a little bit later. And before I go, I want to leave you with a little bit of a clip. Because El Trumpito has been very active, right? He's been very, very active out there on issues from pro-life to this to that. And J.D. Vance has been out there as well. J.D. Vance was at the March for Life rally in D.C. today, big rally in D.C. Supporting life, saying that our government has failed us, and he's failed an entire – well, the government has failed an entire generation with abortion on demand. Listen to this.
But by and large, our society, our country has not yet stepped up in the way you have. And our government certainly has failed.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news.
Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local drugstore, supermarket, or big box store.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone. And even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at Hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Look at Rich Valdez. He's now a radio host, and he's a great radio man.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We're live and we're national. Our phone number is 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And I want to get into something that happened about, I don't know, 35 minutes ago or so with Congressman J.D. Vance leaving the Naval Observatory, getting into the vice presidential motorcade, making his way to Capitol Hill to cast his first tie-breaking vote as vice president in his role as president of the Senate. And he did so. Check it out.
Are there any senators in the chamber who wish to vote or change a vote? If not, on this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
And the nomination being confirmed, again, that is Pete Hegseth being confirmed as Secretary of Defense. He's been confirmed by the United States Senate. That tie-breaking vote, again, being casted by Vice President J.D. Vance. I want to get to the bottom of this and protection for Pompeo and Bolton and the rest of them. And I want to do that with our guest. Our guest is retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is a regular on this program. We love him. President of Project Sentinel, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, welcome back.
Hey, Rich, always great to be on with you. Thanks for that.
Yes, sir. So you just heard the news. We now have a Secretary of Defense. I suspected that it would go something like this. Didn't, honestly, I'll tell you, I didn't think it was going to be this down the middle, 50-50. What do you think?
I was hoping they'd have some Democrats with common sense, like John Fetterman, wake up and change over. But no, it didn't happen. And I think this is indicative of how badly divided this D.C. I was just in this D.C. by the way, is divided at this point. And Pete represents not only change, but a departure from normal process. That is to say, he's not a member of the defense industrial complex. He's not a CEO of a big company. He's not served in any positions such as undersecretaries or assistant secretaries. He's not tainted by doing business the old way. And I think that's what scares a lot of folks. I think that's why Mitch McConnell voted against him. I think that's the real reason that the two female senators voted against him. I don't buy into any of the allegations. I think Pete's done an adequate and effective job of explaining the differences between the reality and what has been said. So I think this is really all about the fact that he's going to go in and break some china. People who are used to supporting the bureaucracy, you're not going to be happy about that.
And while that makes sense on his face, and I totally get that, but I feel like the deep state, and I don't know if you heard it, and I don't have time to play it for you, but I'll give you a recap. My buddy James O'Keefe yesterday did a report on some guy that worked in the pandemic office at the White House, or he worked for HHS, but he was the liaison with the White House. And he went on a couple of dates. It was a honey trap, one of O'Keefe's people.
Oh, I've heard about this. Yeah.
Yeah. And he ultimately says, yeah, there's a deep state, of course. And, yeah, you know, sophisticated bureaucrats can run circles around unsophisticated political appointees. And that's likely true. And he said, we'll do it by, you know, whatever RFK asks for, we will likely say, okay, great, we're going to put together a commission to figure it out, and we'll just delay everything by a few years. And he was so smug in his response. And, again, this guy had to be at least 10 or 20 years younger than me, and I'm 46. So I'm thinking, yeah, you know, they're starting very young. This is a real thing, and I think, is it that they just don't get the will of the people, the fact that the popular vote, everybody in America that voted, the majority of these people voted for Trump?
They don't care. They are essentially Marxists in Democrat clothing. And I faced it. Look, I came to the system, and yeah, I took an oath, and I was loyal to that oath and the American people, and I ended up becoming a whistleblower when I saw things were going bad, that we could have stopped certain things that killed, you know, thousands of Americans. So yeah, there is a deep state. You know, my friend, former Congressman Kurt Weldon, faces it. There's a bunch of us who have had to deal with it. I think they've gotten bolder and bolder and more pervasive. And yeah, I think they pick people out early. They start grooming them, I think is an adequate term to describe what they do.
Yeah.
And what they do is they count on people not going down deep enough to get them out. So what you just said is typical of the arrogance of the bureaucracy. It's like, yeah, we're just going to create activities and make it look like we're doing stuff and do nothing. And that's why they need people like me, people like Kurt Weldon, a number of others who I know who can come in. It's like, yeah, we know how you do things. It's time to stop it. And this is where personnel is going to be policy. Mike Walsh, Colonel Walsh, or Congressman Walsh, whatever title you want to give him, is firing everybody at the National Security Council for this very reason. It's like, yeah, we're getting rid of everybody. Even if you had a couple of good folks, I feel sorry for them. They're all gone. You cannot take a chance. And I think you've got to really go with a clean sweep all the way across the board at the senior level.
Tony Schaefer, do you believe that, and in a short answer because we're about to hit a break, but do you believe that this is a God complex, or is this just smugness, arrogance, I know better than you?
Oh, I think these people are all have traits of narcissism. They do believe they're smarter than the average bear. A lot of these folks have very little operational or field experience and find a way. Like John Brennan, let's talk about John Brennan very briefly. John Brennan was about to be fired because he was a failed analyst. He ended up getting to be a briefer on Christmas to go to the White House, and next thing you know, he's the best briefer in the world. He's connective tissue. That's how a lot of these guys are. They have, they are just bureaucrats who've mastered being bureaucrats.
Yeah, folks, we're on with Tony Schaefer, retired Lieutenant Colonel, United States Army, former Department of Defense, and President of Project Sentinel, coming right back. And we're going to talk about the removal of the security details of several former bureaucrats. Keep it locked right here. It's Rich Valdez. We're coming right back with Tony Schaefer.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station
and these amazing pro-arts businesses.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join Arch Collaborative for the 38th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Bring your appetite and your friends for an unforgettable evening featuring all-you-can-eat crab, music, and a whole lot more. All proceeds benefit One Safe Place, providing opportunities for healing and empowerment for those impacted by domestic violence. This crab feed sells out every year, so get your tickets now at ospshasta.org. We'll see you there.
Six, sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
It shows like yours that are breaking through, that people are listening to, that people are trusting.
America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Mr. Ambassador, what's your reaction to Trump revoking your security detail, ending your Secret Service detail?
Well, I've had better days, that's for sure. This is, I think, typical of Trump the man. This is the kind of character or lack thereof who's now president. You know, when President Biden, recognizing the threat against me and several other current and former U.S. government officials, authorized the Secret Service to restore protection, which I had had when I was National Security Advisor. I'm sure he probably wasn't the happiest man in the world because of the criticisms that I've made of him on his foreign policy. But he did it because it's simply not permissible to allow a rogue state like the terrorist in Iran to threaten Americans, whether they're in government or not, simply for expressing opinions or, in the case of the government employees, doing their job. Trump has decided to reverse it. It's obviously within his power to do it. But I think this is a matter that people should take seriously and let him contemplate who made the right decision here, President Biden or President Trump.
Why don't we let history decide who made the best decision, right? I think it comes down to if this person is hurt, this is going to be a bad, bad situation for Trump, right? If nothing happens, then Trump looks like a hero and like he was right yet again. I want to get some reaction to this from El Trumpito himself, because El Trumpito weighed in on this. Listen to this.
Security detail for Anthony Fauci was terminated last night, sir. Do you have a comment?
No, I think, you know, when you work for government, at some point your security detail comes off. And, you know, you can't have them forever. So I think it's very standard. If it would be for somebody else, you wouldn't be asking the question. The question is very fair. But
you know, you work for government. We took some off other people, too. But you can't have a security detail for the rest of your life because you work for government. Okay, we'll see what happens.
Would you feel partially responsible for something would happen if you say Dr. Fauci or John Bolton?
No. You know, they all made a lot of money. They can hire their own security, too. All the people you're talking about, they can go out. I can give them some good numbers of very good security people. They can hire their own security. They all made a lot of money. Fauci made a lot of money. They all did. So if they, you know, felt that strongly, I think that certainly I would not take responsibility.
One, I love the response. They all made a lot of money. They can get their own. And B, I think Trump raises a good point. These people were not president of the United States. As far as I knew, those were the only people that got lifelong Secret Service protection. But what do I know? That's why we're bringing in the president of Project Sentinel. He's a former spy, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Welcome back.
Hey, good to be here. And, you know, Rich, to that point, I've spent time in dangerous places in Alias. I'm now a public figure. You know, my life has been threatened a few times in the past, so I have no sympathy for John Bolton. I don't. John, if you're listening, buy a gun, use it, train, be equipped, be ready. Just say.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, and is what I said accurate? I think, as far as I know, I don't know anybody else who gets lifelong Secret Service protection besides Bill Clinton and former presidents.
That's it. Yeah, and Trump makes it, it's like, look, Tony Fauci, Anthony Fauci, makes probably $350 a year in retirement. So I think he can afford private security, just saying. And then John Bolton, John's done very well for himself. I think John could also afford it. So President Trump's correct. If these guys can't figure it out, shame on them. And Mike Pompeo also lost his security. He's not doing too badly either. I know Mike. So, they don't get it forever. And I think, again, a lot of us live dangerously. We all, you know, have histories. Some of us are public figures. So, you know, I just don't buy into the idea that they should have it indefinitely. So I support President Trump. I think he's correct.
Right. Now, on that front, I think that's accurate as well. And, folks, I want to remind you, we're on with Tony Schaefer. He was the national security advisor to Trump's 2020 campaign. And, Lieutenant Colonel, now, I think the fallout here and what the media is looking to kind of the gotcha moment is, if there's an active threat on Bolton and Pompeo from the Iranians, and they make good on this threat because Trump removed their security, this is a huge black eye for Trump, a horrible thing for America. But I've never seen Trump be so reckless. So my suspicion is Trump knows something we don't, that he really can't tell us. And he's like, look, you guys are going to be okay. And if you need security, go get your own. Do you think I'm onto something?
Yeah. I think, well, look, part of the deal is the United States security system, the system of whatever you want to call the Leviathan of federal bureaucracies are going to now be focused on going after the Iranians and other bad guys. They haven't really been doing it. So, yeah, I think they're going to be a lot more proactive. I think you're going to see a lot more aggressive use of investigative tools to go after real bad guys, not people who want to worship a certain way or protest at a abortion clinic, which, as you know, has been the focus of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So, yeah. They're going to go back and start looking at bad guys instead of harassing U.S. citizens. So I think there's going to be a big change.
Now, I want to get back into this topic of Pete Hegseth getting confirmed. I think this is good news, in my opinion, for the United States. What's your take on him moving forward? And do you think they're going to continue to hinder him every step of the way, or do you think the lion's share of the hindrance is beyond us?
Well, it depends on two things. First off, as Pete has admitted himself, he's going to have to bring in some folks who can help him manage the largest bureaucracy within the United States. The Pentagon is huge. Secondly, once he's got those people in place, he's got to essentially deputize them, let them go do their work. It's going to take at least a year to get control of everything, and you're going to have to fire a lot of folks. And my old boss, Bob Harding, Colonel Harding, explained to me one time, because, you know, some of the operations I used to run were very complex.
And he used to basically say, just don't worry about it. Just settle down. When you're juggling, just, you know, you're going to have to juggle both glass balls and rubber balls. For, you know, focus on the glass balls. Don't let those break. The rubber balls you can let bounce around a little bit. So my view is Pete's got to identify what the glass balls are, make sure those are taken care of, get those things fixed the president's going to rely on, and then start working his way down. There's going to have to be contracting reform, acquisition, research and development, all these things. They can wait. You've got to get a handle on current force structure, on current threats, and start trying to build, as my friend Don Rumsfeld said once, not that we're going to go to war, but Don Rumsfeld said you got to go to war with the army you have, not the one you want. So we have to assess mm-hmm. what we have and what we can do with what we have and then start building from there. So Pete's the right guy to do that. But he's going to have to bring in the right people as deputies to help him do that, as quickly as possible.
LT, it's always good talking to you. I'm sorry that I didn't see you when you were in D.C. I was in town for a few days myself for inaugural activities.
Well, I was just up for taping the Right Squad with Chris Plant.
Yes.
I'm actually back to North Carolina now. Yeah, I'm actually in North Carolina back then. So, yeah.
Oh, look at that. Nice. Well, I'm hoping to see you in person real soon, and I'm sure we will soon enough. And let everybody know how they can find you, how they can follow you, and keep up to speed with all the great work you're doing.
Yeah, ProjectSentinel.com. Just track all of our thought pieces and some of the things we're doing. And then, obviously, follow me on Facebook and Twitter, T-Spooky on Twitter. I generally try to keep people informed of what I'm doing there as well. So, Rich, always a pleasure being on with you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, President of Project Sentinel. You are a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot. Godspeed to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Now, folks, it's your turn. Open phones across America, your turn to weigh in on everything that's going on, no matter what we talk about it. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Enter a brave new world with America's number one brand of shaving cream, Barbasol. Gear up with Barbasol Collector's Cans, featuring Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World. Because superhero confidence starts with a great shave.
If you want me, come and get me!
Barbasol Limited Edition Cans, in stores now. Collect them all before they're gone. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World, only in theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
Not sure if you've heard, but President Trump says Newsmax is really terrific. He also says Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's really good. Are you one? Newsmax is now on all major cable networks. And Newsmax 2, our streaming channel, is on all big OTT platforms like Roku, Samsung, Amazon, and more. But you really need to get Newsmax Plus. It's our streaming service with all of the top Newsmax shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Greg Kelly, Chris El Sato, and others. You'll get great analysis from Dick Morris, Carrie Lake, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Huckabee, and more. Newsmax Plus covers all the major Trump rallies and news events, even the ones Fox News won't. Check out Newsmax Plus now and start your free trial today. It costs nothing to start. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com to register. Then download the app and start watching. Millions are watching Newsmax. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com today.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't know the IRS.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do things that maybe we didn't want. Okay? I'm just saying.
Okay, well, I think that's a fair thing to discuss, and I'm happy to discuss it. What I'll say to give context or to kind of paint the picture better is I had this same concern when Mark Zuckerberg was stifling my speech on Facebook and didn't let me say anything. And the reason I say that is because he owns Facebook and he owns Instagram and he owns WhatsApp. And every time I would post something on Instagram during that 2020 campaign about the Hunter Biden laptop or anything related to vaccines, any criticism, I would get these dings on my Instagram account and they wouldn't let me. And I'll give you an example. On Facebook and on Instagram, I have, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 followers, right? On Truth Social, I have something like 80,000 followers. On Twitter, it's something like 30-something thousand followers, right? Considerably a lot more people. So it was clear to me that in the meta world, I was being slowed down because there's more people on those. Arguably, you'd think I'd have more followers on those accounts, but I didn't. And every time I would post something that they didn't like, they would send me a notice saying this is potentially misinformation, this and that, which something that they've now done away with. And they said, oh, we're not doing that anymore. So I think the reason that Elon Musk is man of the hour in many ways right now is because he went and bought Twitter because of all of the censorship that was going on in social media and allows people to say what they want to say. That's part of it. I think the other part of it is this concern was shared, at least by me, when it was Mark Zuckerberg doing this. And he was doing this seemingly to benefit Joe Biden. And he spent $400 million on drop boxes and related campaigns through the organizations that he set up to help Biden win the 2020 election. Yet AOC and so many of the others out there were never complaining, saying Mark Zuckerberg and all of his billions are trying to take over the White House. They never said it. Nobody ever says George Soros and all of his billions are trying to take over the White House. George Soros has bought radio stations that this program is carried on. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's able to go through with all of it, that they knocked me right off the air because I'm critical of him. And I get it. But what I will say is that Elon Musk hasn't done anything like that. Elon Musk is allowing people to say whatever they want to say. If you say, hey, I hate these people, he lets you say it. I hate those people, he lets you say it. He lets you say just about anything, right? But for, like, harming children, you're pretty clear to say whatever you want. That's literally free speech. So I think this is part of it. Now, what did he spend to help Trump get elected? Something like $200 million. Half of what Mark Zuckerberg spent to get Biden elected in 2020. So if we compare the billionaire supporting the Republican to the billionaire supporting the Democrat, the billionaire supporting the Democrat spent twice as much, yet we didn't hear so much criticism about him because his friends in the media were covering for him. Now we hear a lot of criticism of Musk because his enemies in the media are criticizing him instead of helping him. So I'm not saying it's not a valid concern. Of course it's a valid concern to have the people with the most money with all the influence. But in reality, the people with the most money typically have most of the influence. And that's just a reality of life. So I wouldn't be super scared of Elon Musk. I think ultimately it's we the people that have our say, and that's why Trump is in office. And many people, I do believe that many people did vote for Trump because of their fanaticism of Elon Musk, whether it's they love Tesla, they love what he's done with SpaceX, they like that he's a really smart guy. Heck, some of them just like the fact that he did an interview with Joe Rogan and smoked weed on the program with the guy. None of those things are an allure for me. My allure with Musk is that I think he's a very bright guy, and I think he looks at the world very differently than many of us. So it makes me curious about, you know, I wonder what you think about this. And I'd love to interview the guy. So, Elon, if you're listening, Debbie and I would love to know a lot more about you, as well as, 6 million of our fellow listeners. So those are my thoughts, Debbie. I hope that that made some sense to you. Debbie left us. Okay. Well, Debbie, thank you. I appreciate that. Shout out to WNIR in Canton, Ohio. Love talking to Debbie. And we're going to come right back with the rest of your calls in Virginia and Connecticut and so much more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Not sure if you've heard, but President Trump says Newsmax is really terrific. He also says Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's really good. Are you one? Newsmax is now on all major cable networks, and Newsmax 2, our streaming channel, is on all big OTT platforms like Roku, Samsung, Amazon, and more. But you really need to get Newsmax Plus. It's our streaming service with all of the top Newsmax shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Greg Kelly, Chris El Sato, and others. You'll get great analysis from Dick Morris, Carrie Lake, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Huckabee, and more. Newsmax Plus covers all the major Trump rallies and news events, even the ones Fox News won't. Check out Newsmax Plus now and start your free trial today. It costs nothing to start. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com to register. Then download the app and start watching. Millions are watching Newsmax. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com today.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone. And even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at Hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
All right, amigos, to the phones we go. It's a tight turnaround, so we're going to go to John in Noakesville, Virginia, WMAL. John, quickly, what's on your mind?
I started thinking that probably a couple months ago that Biden would pardon just about everybody.
Yeah.
That did all those terrible criminal activity, and that they, you know, but here's the key. I think that if they just go ahead and do the investigations, do very thorough investigations, get it all out there, and then do press conferences and fireside chats and things like that to really say, well, this is what happened, this is what happened. And
yeah.
Show the American people, let them know how much corruption there is in the federal government so that they can see it, even though they're not going to be prosecuted and put in prison, that at least the American people see what really has been going on.
They will see. And here's what I'll say to that. I agree with you. I think correcting the record is incredibly important. Whether we put Joe Biden, this 80-some-odd-year-old man, in jail or not, I don't think that happens. I really don't. Trump was unwilling to put Hillary Clinton in jail. And Lord knows he had a chance, and he campaigned on it, right? But when it came, push came to shove, he decided. He said, look, this is a former first lady. I don't think it's good for America. And he opted against it. But I will say, yeah, you got to put the dirty laundry out there so that people can know exactly what happened. And I think it's a good use of our time, because we don't want this to happen again. And oftentimes, if you put it out there, I think that's at least part of a good deterrent, right? So I think you're on to something there, John. Thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate you. Godspeed to you. John in Noakesville, Virginia, WMAL. Folks, we have more to come straight ahead. We've got calls from Connecticut and the West Coast and more calls coming in. So keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has confirmed Pete Hegseth as the nation's defense secretary in a dramatic late-night vote. Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking 50-50 vote in a late-night session. Republicans had pushed back questions about Hegseth's qualifications amid allegations of heavy drinking and aggressive behavior. Hegseth himself was working on the phones to shore up support with senators. The Republican senators are prioritizing the former Fox News host and combat veteran's vow to create a warrior culture at the Pentagon. His confirmation rounds out President Trump's top national security cabinet officials. Also at townhall.com, Israeli podcaster Ruthie Bloom says there are mixed feelings in Israel about the ceasefire hostage deal.
We got to get as many out as we can and then continue to win the war. But that's not exactly what this deal says. And I'm just praying that the President Trump will understand that.
Bloom was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The Trump administration has frozen almost all new U.S. foreign aid.
The State Department has put the brakes on nearly all U.S. foreign assistance, making exceptions for humanitarian food programs and military aid to Israel and Egypt. The order threatens to halt countless global projects in health, education, development, job training, and other U.S. efforts. Some aid organizations are interpreting the directive as an immediate stop work order for U.S.-funded aid work globally. During the freeze, the State Department will conduct a review of which of the thousands of U.S. aid and development programs can continue. Once the review is completed, a report will go to Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Trump says he's considering getting rid of FEMA as well. He made the remark yesterday during a trip to two disaster zones, offering the latest sign of how he's weighing sweeping changes to the nation's central organization for responding to disasters. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
South Korea's military says it suspects North Korea is preparing to send additional troops to Russia, where its soldiers are already deployed in the Russian Ukraine and suffering heavy casualties.
The report came as North Korea swore in a new premier during a two-day parliamentary meeting in Pyongyang. North Korea has been supplying a vast amount of artillery and weapons to Russia, and last October it sent about 10,000 to 12,000 troops there as well. That's according to U.S., South Korean and Ukraine intelligences. Seoul, Washington and others worry Russia could in return transfer to North Korea sophisticated weapons technologies that can enhance its nuclear program. I'm Karen Chemas.
Discount store chain Target says it's joining rival Walmart and a number of other prominent American brands in scaling back corporate diversity, equity and inclusion initiatives. DEI policies have come under attack from conservative activists as of late. Breaking news at townhall.com. Wall Street fell back today after the markets achieved some record highs yesterday. We hear more now on the story, today's trading activities, from correspondent Seth Sutel, always reporting from New York City.
Stocks pulled back from their latest all-time high, but still closed out their second winning week in a row. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% on Friday, a day after setting a record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 140 points, it's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.5%. Texas Instruments fell more than 7% after giving a forecast for profitability that investors didn't like. That helped pull down other semiconductor companies. Trading was relatively subdued overall. Some easing of treasury yields in the bond market helped the stock market stay calm. The
yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.62%. That's Tucow, New York.
More headlines, news, and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media, your liberty-loving Latino amigo. Happy to be here with you this Friday night. We're live and national. Our phone number is 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ, and we're going to get into a lot of stuff tonight. Looking forward to lots of good conversation. Those JFK files, if you didn't hear my conversation with Matt Crumpton, you're going to hear it. It's an excellent conversation on what we can expect to be declassified. Also had some good conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on the big news. Of course, J.D. Vance issuing the tie-breaking vote to confirm Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense. That confirmation happening about an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes ago or so. We've got the audio of Senator Vance, Vice President Vance making his way over to the Senate so that he can give the tiebreaker. Listen to this.
Are there any senators in the chamber who wish to vote or change a vote? If not, on this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
Again, Vice President J.D. Vance making his way from the Naval Observatory over to Capitol Hill in the vice presidential motorcade to cast the tie-breaking vote to confirm Pete Hegseth as the Secretary of Defense. And that happened tonight. So congratulations, Pete Hegseth, and congratulations to America. Now, we talked about that as well with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer just a little while ago. And in this upcoming hour, I want to let our hair down just a little bit, as we like to do on Friday nights sometimes. I want to talk about things that matter in life, right? Because there's always things that matter in life. Having raised two daughters, I can tell you that I have much left to be desired in my parenting, in my approach to dealing with women and girls, having daughters. They always tell me I need to work on my approach, that I'm too abrupt. But I can tell you, I've got friends. And when I talk to my friends, they tell me, man, you're so good. You're so thoughtful. And I think, man, if only, you know, my kids could hear that, or my ex-girlfriend could hear that, or even my ex-wife, right? I was always just too abrupt and too straightforward and too whatever. And you know, you tend to offend the sensibilities of certain people, i.e. women, at least me. And I can tell you that I've learned a bit of advice from an expert, a woman, who told me, you know, sometimes women just want to be heard. They don't need a solution. Now, as a man, I always want to provide a solution. That's really all I know how to do. If you tell me, oh, my gosh, this is broken, I'm going to try and fix it. Or I'm going to tell you how you can get it fixed. But I'm likely not going to want to sit there and hear about how broken it is when I know the solution to the problem is to fix something. And this is where communication problems abound. So the advice I was given, and this may sound so rudimentary to those of you that are, I don't know, cultured, healed, sane, but it was never normal for me. It wasn't commonplace. When someone comes to you, and again, if you're a guy like me, and a girl comes to you with a story, with an issue, with a complaint, with whatever, you have to ask a qualifying question. And the question is this: do you want advice, or do you want to vent? Now, this is something that when I've used it, it's worked like a charm. The question is, what do we got to do to get me to use it? That is the bigger issue. And another piece of advice that's worked remarkably well for me is to, again, not give advice. So the second sentence that you use in this dialogue with your daughter, your wife, your spouse, whatever, girlfriend, is this. When they give you all the, you know, blah, 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 and then I did this, blah, blah, and then they said this, and this is what's going on. I can't believe that happened. You don't say, well, why don't you, no, or what I would do, no, you say this. Well, listen, I really trust your judgment. I know you know what your options are now, and I'm sure you're going to make the right decision. Boom, you're welcome. Write that down. Record this. Go listen to the podcast. It's going to save you a world of hurt. But you have to remember how to do that. You have to assure them that you trust them, that you trust their judgment, and that you know that they know what their options are and that they're going to choose the right thing. Then at that point, when they feel super with your answer, they may in fact turn to you and say, well, what do you think I should do? And then it's open season for you. Then you could fire away and give all the advice you want. But you can't until you've earned that right. Now, look, it's taken me 46 years to learn this one. And, I don't know, a slew of failed relationships. But I learned it. And learning it doesn't mean that it's in practice, right? I still need to practice it. And I'm not an expert yet. I'm not practitioner level. But that's just me getting along with my, you know, young adult daughters and my ex-girlfriend and the limited interaction that I have with my ex-wife. But all of that informed that. But some people have issues beyond those interpersonal relationships. Some people have issues where they're controlled or they feel like they're under the thumb of their parent. And a while back, we had a woman who wrote a book on narcissism on the show and explained that narcissism, prevalent in men, is a very difficult situation to navigate. But an even more interesting phenomena is narcissism in women, female narcissism, and how that interrelates with something called Queen Bee Syndrome. So I want to give you a taste of that. I have a little bit of an audio clip that I want you to hear on this. And this manifests in the workplace. It manifests with parents. It manifests in many different places. But I want to dig in on this because I heard this and I read about it and I thought this is very interesting. Check this out.
The female narcissist often exhibits what I define as the queen bee syndrome, positioning herself as the central figure of authority, control, and admiration within her social or familial circles. She demands loyalty, obedience, and unwavering attention from those around her, often creating a hierarchy structure where she reigns at the top. In this dynamic, she expects others to cater to her needs and reinforce her sense of superiority while marginalizing or punishing anyone who threatens her dominance. The female narcissist with Queen Bee syndrome fosters competition and division among her quote-unquote followers, ensuring that their focus remains on pleasing her rather than forming alliances that might challenge her power. This behavior not only isolates individuals, but also creates a toxic environment where manipulation and favoritism thrive. Her relentless need to maintain control and superiority often leaves those in her orbit feeling drained, unworthy, or expendable.
So, now, I listen to something like that, and I think, now, why is this woman describing Nancy Pelosi? But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's describing somebody in your life. Maybe she's describing something else, or maybe she's got a couple...
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The major Trump rallies and news events, even the ones Fox News won't. Check out Newsmax Plus now and start your free trial today. It costs nothing to start. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com to register. Then download the app and start watching. Millions are watching Newsmax. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com today.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electrician.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credits and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My hands across America to the liberty-loving Latino, Rich Valdez.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. And right before the break, I played a clip for you of someone speaking about a female narcissist. And, you know, I made a joke about it sounding like Nancy Pelosi and how she ran the Congress as Speaker. But I think some people that might have sounded familiar with someone in their family. And this is something that I encounter a lot when I talk to people that, you know, they say, oh, you know, I'm not going to this family function because of whatever. I'm like, oh, they're narcissistic. And I think today, because of the advent of TikTok, the advent of Instagram and Reels and YouTube Shorts and all of that, everybody's become an armchair psychologist. And I don't know that all of this stuff is accurate or true, and that's why I like to bring in the experts, because this stuff is, it's unfair, one, to hurl these things at people, but there's probably a degree of narcissistic behavior that's actually true and real and actually occurring. So I want to get to the bottom of it and find out what's the story between these female narcissist queen bees. Is it real or is it fake, phony, and fraud? And I want to do that with our guest, Dr. Vince Callahan. He is the founder of the Florida Institute for Neural Discovery, and you can find out more about him at drvincecallahan.com. Dr. Vince, welcome back, sir.
Hey, man, thank you for having me back on your show. I love your show, and I was listening to what you were saying, and you were giving great advice, especially to men there at the beginning of that when you were talking about the two parts of the brain about rescuing versus just listening to them vent. So kudos to you on that one.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And, yeah, that's just, you know, getting smacked in the face enough times in life by reality and practicality. And, oh, geez, I'm hoping by the time I'm like 60, I'll actually have mastered this gentleness. But I want to talk about this because I find, you know, I got divorced in my early 30s. And I've been single most of this time. I've had a couple of girlfriends for a little while. I'm not really good at that. But when you meet women and you're dating, I meet a lot of women, and this is a recurring theme I meet when I meet many women. They tell me about this troubled, you know, oftentimes we hear about daddy issues, but I feel like it's an unspoken truth about mommy issues. And I don't know if I'm onto something or not, but in this clip that I played before, they discussed how, you know, the female narcissist is this person that's, you know, just like the male narcissist, but I guess masquerading as the matriarch of a family or a group or an organization. In the clip that you heard prior to the break, is this something that you'd say is accurate, or is this somebody with sour grapes getting on TikTok and just maligning women in their family?
No, I would say it's accurate. Queen Bee has actually been around since the 70s, that term referring to how women act in certain types of relationships. So, no, I think that lady was very accurate what she was saying. And your assessment of Nancy Pelosi is right on. I would agree with you 100% that she fits the model for it. Not to be disparaging to her, but no, she definitely fits Queen Bee syndrome.
Yeah, it seems that way to me. Well, I heard another clip, and this clip is pretty interesting because it's not just Queen Bee in the sense of Pelosi trying to whip votes and keep control of the House, but it's of a mom and a daughter, or a mom and a son. And it's a reenactment, right? It's one of these TikTok reels that you can see on Instagram or other places, even Facebook. And it's, you know, like a dramatization. But I think there's some reality to it. And I think there's probably a little bit of propaganda to it as well. But I want you to hear it and help me dissect it. Listen to this.
I'm a narcissistic parent. So I think your role is to make me feel good about myself. But I'm your kid. I know. And because my life is pretty chaotic and out of control, I use you to have some sense of control.
Jeez.
You'll notice that my own needs come before yours. I'm really obsessed with public perception. You know, I want everyone to think that I'm the perfect mom. That's why I'm one way in public and another way at home.
Yeah, I'm already learning that the most important thing isn't how I feel. It's what other people think about me.
Well, actually, the most important thing is what I think of you. And that depends on how you behave. See, my love is transactional. If you meet my needs, then I praise you. And if you don't do what I want you to do, then I'm critical of you or I give you the silent treatment. This is really confusing, I know, but it's how I get some sense of control in my life.
Well, how will this impact me?
Well, you'll be terrified of making mistakes, disappointing people, or letting others down. That's because I conditioned you to never let me down. Because I emotionally abandon you when you're not doing what I want you to do, you'll be terrified of abandonment in your adult relationships, always feeling like you're not good enough, and always wondering what people are really thinking of you. You'll be an overachiever, always trying to please me, but it'll never be good enough because I feel empty inside myself, so nothing you can do will actually ever please me.
Now, Dr. Vince Callahan, when I hear that, some of it sounds like it could be a reality, but some of it also sounds like, am I supposed to, you know, when I, if my kid does something that is not, in my opinion, ideal, am I supposed to just, you know, not give them the silent treatment and get upset? I mean, I think people get upset and they go, oh, man, I'll talk to you later, right? How much of that is, or am I looking at it the wrong way or being overly generous? We've got a couple of minutes and then we'll come back from the break, but what do you think?
I think that that little interchange is right on. When I deal with folks from a counseling standpoint, I either get them from those type of parents, the moms especially, where that love is transactional and there's really an attachment issue, or I get what the other side of the coin, which is borderline, the borderline personality disorders where there's such a fear of abandonment and serious depression and can be extreme violence in a snap of a finger. So this too is kind of both sides of the coin where you've really got insecurity from the mom. And that's the whole covering of narcissism anyway, is the whole insecurity piece and who they really are and this inflated self and all that kind of stuff. And, when you're in this situation, this stuff is real. It's very real in the world. I deal with it every day with folks.
Well, Dr. Vince, I want to dig into that a little bit. So if you'll be gracious enough to stick around for a few minutes, I'd really appreciate it. Because I know that there's a number of listeners that either, A, have questions directly for you, and you're welcome to call 833-482-5337 and ask Dr. Vince. But I also think that in my just travels in life, I've met people that have felt that way. And I know that I knew that when my parents were mad at me, I never felt like they didn't love me and they wanted to leave. I just knew that, man, they were pissed off. And I can't imagine what life would be like for somebody that thinks that, oh, man, you know, I think there's a difference between saying, oh, my gosh, my parents are going to kill me, or, mm-hmm. oh, my God, they're going to disown me. And that's got to be a terrible feeling for anybody, whether you're 65, 70 years old and your parents are passed away, or if you're a young person that your parents are still around. I don't think anybody should feel that way. And my gut tells me their parents didn't want to send that message, even if that's the message they sent. I could be wrong. So I want to come right back and get your take on all of that stuff. Folks, we're going to continue this discussion with Dr. Vince Callahan and with you all, the American people. 833-482-5337 is the number. Of course, it's open phones across America, so you're free to call in on any topic. But right now, I want to get your thoughts on this stuff. Is this queen bee narcissism stuff the real deal? Have you dealt with it? Do you know about it? Love to know your thoughts. Again, 833-4-VALDEZ. We're coming right back with Dr. Vince Callahan, founder of the Florida Institute for Neural Discovery, and me, Rich Valdez. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit, the Bouquet Bon Appetit at gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
800-785-9132.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
The female narcissist often exhibits what I define as the queen bee syndrome, positioning herself as the central figure of authority, control, and admiration within her social or familial circles.
This is interesting. I want you to get a load of this. Because, again, I'm not just going to talk about female politicians on Capitol Hill here that think that they're the queen bee or female narcissist or whatever and what have you. I want to talk about, you know, and again, not singling out AOC all out crazy or Nancy Pelosi or anybody like that. But I know that this is something that rings true for a lot of people about someone in their family. And that's why we're going to talk with Dr. Vince Callahan and wrap this section up. And then straight ahead, we're going to get into some political talk of the day with Shonda Pierce. She's a comedian, and she's scheduled to join us just in a few minutes. But Dr. Vince Callahan, we've been talking about this female narcissism and the reality of how it is, in particular between a parent and a child. And we had to take the break. I want you to pick up where we left off.
So the beginning of narcissism is an unreasonable high sense of self-importance, and they require constant or excessive admiration. Now, you think of a parent who has the ultimate authority. They're shaping the life of a child. And if they are a narcissist person at the core, now they're going to use that parental power to make sure that they are basically, you bow down to them, you admire them in everything that they do. They are the, you know, constant center of attention. You see them in the teenage years where if you've got a teenager, teenage girl especially, the narcissist mom will dress like the teenage girl to be accepted, like the 14-year-old's being accepted. And if you point that out, there's all hell to pay. And this whole thing about pulling back love and the silent treatment, that's very real. Me personally, I went through this with my father. My father was the kind of guy that if you said something wrong or made him mad, he wouldn't talk to you for a week. So I understand that dynamic in the family.
Is that, would you say that that is narcissistic, or is that was, he was the strong silent type, or are we making euphemisms for people that respond that way?
No, he was narcissistic because he had to be the center of attention of everything. It always was about how good he was and what he did and how much he did for the family and all those kinds of things. And it's very much a narcissistic point of view with this inflated sense of look at me, I'm so important, and without me you have nothing and you could do nothing. And that's a very real thing. I've spent the last 39 years helping people unpack their childhoods from situations just like this.
So, Dr. Vince, when somebody that's listening to this right now and says, man, I didn't know. I just thought, you know, my dad was a tough guy or my mom was really difficult to get along with, but you're describing someone in my family. What do you recommend they do? From what I understand from a previous interview with somebody who wrote a book on narcissism, they explain that there's not a ton you can do because it's difficult for the narcissist to heal or be repaired or change their ways.
It's almost impossible for the narcissist to get healed or change their ways. And unfortunately, when you point out how you feel about what's going on in the relationship, they'll cut your legs off as well. So for most people, I tell them, A, let's unpack the childhood wounds and get you healed. But basically, you've got to get out of the relationship if you identify that this is that. And you can set boundaries on narcissists. Those don't really work because, like I say, they'll come at you with everything they have because they can't lose that sense of importance. That's their whole, everything about their life is feeling important and that overinflated ego, which really hides insecurity. And they're not going to let you see that insecurity ever and or to deal with it. So boundaries, yes. Get out of the relationship, yes. Even if it's family, kind of pull back a little bit because the other side of that coin is being under such pressure that it affects you and gives you depression and anxiety and ruins your life, and that's not okay.
So it sounds to me like the advice is the boundary is really within yourself, right? A boundary of how far you're going to take this relationship.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Outstanding. Dr. Vince, I want to thank you for being here and shedding some light on this stuff. I tried to make it as humorous as I could, but it's a pretty serious thing. And I, like I said, I've met many of people that have gone through this. And interesting to hear your perspective on it as well. Let everybody know how they can get a free copy of your family handbook and where they find you.
They find me on drvincecallahan.com. And the handbook is a free download. It doesn't cost you anything. We don't take your email information. We don't sell it. We don't do anything like that whatsoever. You can download it, and it's a great discussion book for your family and to deal with things inside your family. It gives you great tools and tips. So I recommend. We've had thousands already downloaded, which is great, and part of that is in part because of your show and being on your show. So we appreciate that. And, but yeah, they can find me, drvincecallahan.com. I do counseling, and I do all kinds of speaking and retreats and those kind of things. And so whatever we can do to help people, the answer is always yes.
Outstanding. Dr. Vince Callahan, I want to thank you. Folks, check out the website, Dr. Abbreviated Dr. Vince Callahan with a C, and that's .com, drvincecallahan.com. Sir, you are a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot, and I appreciate you. Godspeed.
Thank you so much.
You bet. And amigos, we're coming right back straight ahead with Shonda Pierce. She's a comedian, and she's got some hot takes on the news of the day. We're going to learn more about her work as well. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Enter a brave new world with America's number one brand of shaving cream, Barbasol. Gear up with Barbasol Collector's Cans, featuring Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World. Because superhero confidence starts with a great shave.
You want me? Come and get me!
Barbasol Limited Edition Cans, in stores now. Collect them all before they're gone. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World, only in theaters February 14. This film is not yet rated.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Valdez. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
My son is a millennial snowflake. I don't know how that happened. How did that boy grow in my womb? How did this happen? I prayed over him. I sang over him even before he ever came into this world. And now here I've given him everything, every car he ever wanted. He's never had to work a day in his life. He just, he gets everything handed to him on a silk. Oh, maybe that's why he's a Bernie Sanders fan.
That's comedian Shonda Pierce. She's the author of the book Life is Funny Until It's Not, a comic story of love, loss, and lunacy. We're going to learn about that. And I love this particular skit talking about the snowflake and how people create them, right, by giving our kids everything. And we love to talk about family dynamics here. Shonda Pierce, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rich. It's so good to talk to you, man. And listening to the narcissist thing, I was feeling a little sick to my stomach My whole life is about me.
Yeah, I was thinking, I work in radio. Somebody call security.
I know. It's so hard because, you know, where does that fine line stop when you are, you know, my name's on the ticket, my name's on the bus, my name's on the T-shirt, and yet you go home and your teenager rolls their eyes and goes, everything's about you. And I go, well, yeah, actually it is.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had those same feelings. And when I interviewed a different doctor who wrote the book on this, called The Narcissist Handbook, I said, am I a narcissist and not know it? And she said, only if you're looking to blow things up at the end and destroy every relationship you encounter. And I thought, well, I don't know, get along with everybody.
Wow.
But it's that retaliation piece that is the telltale sign of the narcissist. So I think we're in the clear as long as we're not doing that.
Yeah, I hope so. Even though now I'm.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Never destroys lives.
Right. That's saving grace. Now, I want everybody to know about your book, and before we run out of time. So,
and that I'm supposed to be funny. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're very funny, and you're a pleasure to talk to. Tell everybody what, I guess, the central premise or the big takeaway when they get a copy of the book. What's the big takeaway?
Well, you know, one, that I have had some hilarious moments in life, like most comedians. The saving grace of my life, one, is my relationship with Jesus Christ. Yeah. But more so in how do you keep being funny in a world where comedy is usually quite trashy. And how do you do that and navigate, you know, through a world as a conservative and as a Christian? You know, I got beat up badly the first time around when I stood up for Trump. Second time around, I've not been as vocal or as active, but somebody sticks a mic in my face. I go, I'm voting for Trump again. He'll change things. He's going to change the world.
Right.
And I'm very proud of that decision. So life is funny until it's not. And so the moments that are not are the times in my life where I've also had to deal with tragedy. I lost both my siblings, my sisters growing up. My pastor father was terrible. I lost my husband. I am, you know, I've survived everything from rape to, you know, to, to Democrats. So there you go.
I can't believe I just laughed at that. That's a gift that you have there. Let me remind everybody, folks, we're on with Shonda Pierce. She's a comedian, and she's really funny, as if you haven't figured that out already. And she's got a national tour that's starting in February, and I want her to tell us all about it. Shonda, tell us how people can learn more about the national tour, how to learn about the how to get tickets, and how to get a copy of the book.
No, thank you very much, Rich. I'm a big fan of yours, so I listen all the time. But, yeah, you can go to Amazon and get the book. You can come out and see me. My schedule's on Facebook and everywhere else. And Shonda Pierce, you know, Shonda.org is my, I'm an entire
and that's
organization.
C-H-O-N-D-A, Shonda, C-H-O-N-D-A.org.
Yes, yes. The other way you spell it is Hebrew, and it means shameful. So I don't want to deal with that.
Oh, that's beautiful. Shonda, we're
terrible?
We're out of time on this segment. I could do this all day. You could be my new co-host here. But everybody, go check out Shonda.org, Shonda.org. The book is Life is Funny Until It's Not, a comic story of love, loss, and lunacy. And Shonda, I'm hopeful that when you're not on tour, you're willing to come back during late night and talk with us again, because I think there's a lot of stories in your book that the audience would like to hear about, and I'd love to hear about them as well.
I would love it, Rich. And God bless you. You take care of yourself.
Thank you. God bless you, too. And I appreciate your visiting us tonight. Folks, we're coming right back with your calls and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
When disaster strikes, the food supply is the first domino to fall. It can start quietly, an emergency alert, a breaking news headline. But within hours, reality sets in. People rush to grocery stores, emptying shelves of everything from bread to canned goods. Lines stretch out the door, tempers flare, and desperation takes hold. And no matter who's in charge these days, you simply can't rely on the government to bail you out. That's why having an emergency food supply on hand is the right move for you and your family. Right now, you can get $50 off a 4-week emergency food kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. They're an American company trusted by millions, offering 2,000 calories per day with essential vitamins and minerals to keep you strong during a crisis. This food will be there for you when you need it, since it lasts up to 25 years and can ship out to you next day. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to get $50 off your 4-week emergency food kit. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Not sure if you've heard, but President Trump says Newsmax is really terrific. He also says Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's really good. Are you one? Newsmax is now on all major cable networks. And Newsmax 2, our streaming channel, is on all big OTT platforms like Roku, Samsung, Amazon, and more. But you really need to get Newsmax Plus. It's our streaming service with all of the top Newsmax shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Greg Kelly, Chris El Sato, and others. You'll get great analysis from Dick Morris, Carrie Lake, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Huckabee, and more. Newsmax Plus covers all the major Trump rallies and news events, even the ones Fox News won't. Check out Newsmax Plus now and start your free trial today. It costs nothing to start. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com to register. Then download the app and start watching. Millions are watching Newsmax. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com today.
Has your car insurance gone up recently? You're not alone. But with so many insurance companies out there, it's hard to know where to search for the best deal. Compare.com is an online insurance marketplace that makes car insurance companies compete for your business. Why search for them when they can come to you? With Compare.com, you'll get access to quotes from dozens of well-rated insurance carriers in your state right now. Compare.com is fast, easy, and secure. The whole process takes less than 10 minutes, and you can check for new rates at
at any time. With Compare.com, drivers could save up to $900 a year. And the best part is, it's completely free. Go ahead and search for better pricing as many times as you want. Take the wheel and start driving to big savings. Go to Compare.com now. That's Compare.com. Compare.com. Average potential savings based on initial quotes received by 18,330 customers seeking insurance through Compare. Actual savings may vary depending on state of residence, individual circumstances, coverage selections, and insurance provider. Savings results are not guaranteed.
You just do such a great job, and you make it sound so easy.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We continue our conversation with you, the American people. Let's go to Charles, Daytona Beach, Florida, WNDB. Charles, quickly, go right ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Rich?
Thank God.
Hey, how was your meeting with President Trump the other day?
Well, I didn't get to see President. I mean, I got to see him, but I didn't get to meet him. But the inauguration and all the associated festivities, they were fantastic. I saw some people I hadn't seen in a long time. I hung out with Dan Bongino for a little bit. Big shout out to Dan and his wonderful wife, Paula. I saw Devin Nunes, former Congressman Nunes, CEO of Truth Social. Saw him. Congressman Byron Donalds, another great patriot. Secretary Burgum, Secretary Duffy, Vivek Ramaswamy, just a lot of great patriots that were out there, and it was really a good time. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, he's got an all-star lineup. It's just who can keep up with Donald Trump anyway? Can anybody? I was like the Real American Voice today. He was like, he's here, he's there. He's done more in like the first 100 hours as president than Joe Biden did. I mean, for America, put America first. It's incredible.
Right. Well, I think you're right. Listen, I think he does have an all-star lineup there, and he's rocking it out. I mean, he's been at it a couple of states, three different states today, knocking things out of the park. I appreciate his energy. I appreciate his commitment, and that's what we need to do. I think people need to take notes, I guess. Charles in Daytona Beach, thanks for the call, brother. Shout out to everybody listening in Florida. WNDB in the building. Let's see. Let us continue. I want to go to Steve, Anniston, Alabama, streaming on WDBT. Steve, go right ahead.
Yeah, I was just wanting to comment a little further about the lady who mentioned Elon Musk.
Yes.
And I believe it was Ronald Reagan who said that one of the biggest threats to democracy is unelected officials who has the ability to fund presidential campaigns for a president that they believe will fight to push that individual's agenda, regardless of the any concern towards the American people. And I feel like, you know, maybe that might be something that Elon Musk might be doing. Because, you know,
I agree with what you're saying. I think unelected bureaucrats, the problem is, I don't think Musk is really a bureaucrat. He doesn't really command any part. He's part of a committee that he's going to point out how government is too big and where it's spending money it shouldn't spend. He's not able to really make rules. He's just allowed to break things. So if it were different, I think we could be scared. But the idea of the Department of Government Efficiency is to kind of shred government and make it smaller. Now, I'd say if you want to be afraid of Elon Musk, elect him to president where he has power, where he can write an executive order, or elect him to Congress. Then you could say, you know, we're afraid of what he might be able to do. But right now, I think he's pretty much powerless other than saying, at least as far as government goes, other than saying what is on his mind and what he thinks we should get rid of. Steve, great point, and thanks for the Reagan reference. I appreciate it. Shout out to everybody in Alabama and streaming on WDBT. And I want to shout out everybody listening on WLS, KSAR, Ron, Joe, and Hugh, as well as Joe, everybody that's on hold. Sorry I couldn't get to you now. Hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night. And God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has confirmed Pete Hegseth as the nation's defense secretary. Vice President J.D. Vance cast a 50-50 tie-breaking vote late last night in a dramatic late-night session. GOP senators prioritized the former Fox News host and combat veteran's vow to create a warrior culture at the Pentagon. Hegseth's confirmation rounds out Trump's top national security cabinet officials. Also at townhall.com, California Governor Gavin Newsom greeted President Trump on the tarmac in Los Angeles. As the president came to view the devastation of the Southern California wildfires, Trump said it was important to work together.
We're looking to get something completed, and the way you get it completed is to work together. It's the governor of the state, and we're going to get it completed. They're going to need a lot of federal help, unless you don't need any, which should be okay.
We're going to need a lot of federal help.
So we're going to take care of things.
The words, of course, come as President Trump said earlier today in North Carolina that he was seriously considering getting rid of FEMA. Top congressional leaders joining tens of thousands of people at the March for Life in Washington yesterday.
I would like to welcome you to the 52nd March for Life.
The crowd of pro-life marchers heard directly from the top two Republicans in Congress, Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Every life is precious.
And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
My friends, House and Senate Republicans are committed to protecting innocent life.
March for Life President Jeanne Mancini said every human life has inherent dignity, and that's why the annual march continues. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump slashing a slew of EV-related policies, which could affect many states that have received billions of dollars in investments for electrification, notably Michigan, but many Michigan EV industry stakeholders are optimistic. You'll find more news, analysis, headlines, and stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Pakistan's legislature is moving a controversial bill that will give the government sweeping controls on social media. BBC correspondent Abishwan Itharajan reports.
Journalist organizations in Pakistan say the bill has been passed without proper consultation. They are concerned that any content critical of judges, the armed forces, or other authorities may be blocked from social media. But the government argues that the sole purpose of the bill is to stamp out fake news.
The move by the government to pass the bill comes nearly a year after Pakistan blocked the X platform ahead of an election that the opposition party of imprisoned former Prime Minister Imran Khan says was rigid, or rigged, rather. X is still blocked in the country, although many people are using virtual private networks to access it, like in other countries with tight internet controls. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. A New York legislature proposal could make it a crime for people to wear face masks to harass or threaten someone. John Scott has more.
The bill would create the crime of mass harassment under the state's existing harassment laws and contains several exemptions for people who wear masks for medical reasons or during cold weather. Civil liberties groups have pushed back against mask bans and said this proposal is too vague and could result in selective enforcement against people expressing free speech rights. It's not clear how the bill will fare in the state legislature, but Governor Kathy Hochul expressed willingness to consider such proposals. John Scott reporting.
A man who survived being shoved onto subway tracks ahead of an oncoming train in New York City says in spite of the trauma, he eventually plans to make his way back to the train. J.
Joseph Linsky said that New York is his home and he will not be intimidated. More news and headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75-grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15-style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Arch Collaborative for the 38th Annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Bring your appetite and your friends for an unforgettable evening featuring all-you-can-eat crab, music, and a whole lot more. All proceeds benefit One Safe Place, providing opportunities for healing and empowerment for those impacted by domestic violence. This crab feed sells out every year, so get your tickets now at ospshasta.org. We'll see you there.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Now that I'm in the Oval Office. So you can imagine there, and there's a lot of gender dysphoria over there too. Lot of confusion. Lots and lots. So that's just a wackadoodle start there. Now we've got a lot going on in Washington today. President Trump, he's the President of the United States. He's going to go to North Carolina, in particular Western North Carolina, to the areas where, you remember FEMA was there, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and they showed up and they were on orders to not render any assistance if a house had a Trump sign in the front yard or any kind of Republican sign because they were frightened and they might be killed because really it's a death cult. They're Jonestown. They're Al-Qaeda. They're the Democrat Party. whack-a-doodle-doo. But you may recall that we learned from FEMA people themselves that the orders from on high from the Biden people the orders were don't go to a home if there's a Trump sign in front and suggest that we have anything for them because we're communists. We're like Cuban communist pig dogs. You know, Schweinhund. The Schweinhund. Der Schweinhund. And that was remarkable. But President Trump is going there today. And there were a number of North Carolina residents on the television this morning. And say, hey, what do you think about President Trump coming to visit? And it's like, hey, that's kind of nice. I guess Biden is gone because we've been completely ignored and neglected by the Biden administration because of their politics. And they should probably go to a penitentiary for that. I think pre-dawn FBI raids, battering rams, gas masks, rifles, lots of guys, maybe a camera crew in tow, a Newsmax camera crew in tow out at the curb, like the old CNN camera crew for the Roger Stone pre-dawn morning raid. Remarkable stuff. So you got that President Trump going to North Carolina, and then he's going to California. He's going to get on Air Force One, which Joe Biden can't fly anymore because he's not president anymore. But President Trump going to get on Air Force One, going to go to North Carolina, and then he's going to go to California, and he's going to visit the disasters that the Democrats certainly have contributed to, from the lack of FEMA response in North Carolina to everything they've done in California over the course of years, making sure that water doesn't come out of fire hydrants. That's kind of an un-American trick, but the Democrats pulled it off. They blow up dams to make sure there are no reservoirs because a Native American wanted to fish. So Gavin Newsom destroyed four dams, which usually means four reservoirs, which usually gives you water to fight fires. But the Democrats screwed all that up, and they defunded fire departments, and they defunded the clearing the forest, you know, grooming the forests so they don't burn as they've been burning over the last several weeks in California. But, you know, they groom their children, but they don't groom their forests. What's a motto you? You gotta know respect. So President Trump going to North Carolina, then going to California. Disaster. And I love the New York Times headline here. Trump to visit North Carolina and California, comma, with disaster aid and open question. They love to create fake controversies where there are none. But they are talking in Washington about maybe suggesting or even requiring that California do something to make sure that there's water in their reservoirs and that these tragic fires don't happen again next year as they've happened this year because of a lack of preparedness by Gavin Newsom and by the mayor of Los Angeles, California, Karen Bass. And maybe she's the fish that the Native Americans wanted to catch. I don't know. I think it's the tiny smelt fish, the size of your pinky, that they had to burn Los Angeles to the ground to save the smelt fish, because very important, the smelt fish. Amazing stuff. So, and the disaster aid, an open question. The New York Times is lying in their headline. They're doing propaganda for the Democrat Party. They're not journalists at all. But the question on the table is whether we should funnel billions and billions of our tax dollars from across the country into California, given the negligence that the Democrats are guilty of in the state of California by way of mismanaging the resources available to them and the tax dollars available to them. And that ought to be discussed. And in North Carolina, FEMA pulled the plug because there might be Trump voters there. And so, like the communists of the 20th century, here they come. So, also, Trump orders release of long secret final files on JFK, RFK, and MLK assassinations. That's, of course, John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And we got all that. And the files now, it's going to take time. They're not going to drop today, even at close of business on Friday, because they still got to give the CIA time to scrub the records and shred and destroy whatever they want to shred and destroy, having to do with the John F. Kennedy file. Did now, was it a communist named Lee Harvey Oswald that shot John F. Kennedy in the head and killed him? or was it the permanent bureaucracy, the deep state, the CIA, U.S. intelligence community, as has been suggested over the years? And they contribute to these conspiracy theories by keeping thousands of documents secret for a half century and more, but pay no attention to that. Just amazing stuff. Wah, wah, wah. Now, the Kennedy family has some. There's internal strife and internal conflict inside the Kennedy family. And the John F. Kennedy assassination files, Jack Schlossberg, who is the grandson of John F. Kennedy, says there's nothing heroic about it, about releasing the JFK files. He's a Democrat, so he wants to attack Donald Trump for announcing that he'll be releasing the JFK files. So you get this Schlossberg guy. Now, did he kill any young women with a golf club, or was that was a different one? So there's nothing heroic about it, Trump's decision to declassify assassination files. And they got members of the Kennedy family lashing out. So they're going to try to prevent it, because transparency is a word they often use, but they don't know what it means. Pretty amazing stuff. And the left-wingers at Mediaite, Trump goes on diatribe about transgender surgeries. I don't think it was really a diatribe. Olympics, dead Russian soldiers, and in unwieldy Davos speech. It was unwieldy. He covered a lot of stuff. He has a fluid mind. He goes from topic to topic with great ease and then goes back to an earlier topic. And the news media, they don't hire bright people. They don't hire people that have capable minds. They hire bootlicks and propagandists, many of whom are transgender. But President Trump diatribe about transgender surgeries. You mean at taxpayer expense on children? Because the Democrat Party has a lot of illnesses, and that's just one of them. And at the Capitol yesterday, the U.S. Capitol Police arrested a man with a gun. And the story's almost funny, because he showed up at the Capitol, went through the magnetometers. The magnetometers went off. Then they pulled him over, they pulled him aside, and gave him a hand pat-down, and didn't discover the 9mm pistol stuck in his waistband, and waved him into the Capitol. So now everybody's got to do a refresh on searching people with guns at the Capitol. Amazing stuff. Also, today is the March for Life. You may remember, I believe it was 6 years ago, 2019, at the March for Life, a young man named Nick Sandman was minding his own business. He was in town from Covington Catholic School in Kentucky for the March for Life. And Chief Cheekbones, who must be related to Elizabeth Warren, played his little drum and walked up to Nick Sandman and kind of got in his face, teenager. And the news media vilified the teenager and demonized the teenager. And that was 6 years ago at the March for Life, 2019, Washington, D.C. Nick Sandman was smeared and slandered and slimed by the news media. He sued CNN for $275 million, and he won the lawsuit. Now, they didn't disclose how much money actually changed hands, but he sued for $275 million, and pretty amazing stuff. But today is the March for Life, and President Trump has recorded a message. J.D. Vance is going to speak, a recent convert to Catholicism. He's going to speak at the march. And get a load of this. We talked about this day before yesterday. It was part of the mailbag question. And one of our listeners said, well, hey, President Trump has pardoned the January 6th people, but has not pardoned the grandmothers praying outside of abortion clinics in Washington that were thrown in the penitentiary for years on end for praying because the communists are here. Well, yesterday, the headline broke, Trump pardons abortion clinic protesters ahead of March for Life, which is good. That's the headline from the Democrats think they should all be in prison, but that gang members from Venezuela should be showering with your teenage daughter at her junior high school, and maybe, you know, putting gang tattoos on the back of their necks or the base of their spines. Remarkable stuff. But the Democrats love to jail their political enemies, and almost everybody falls into the category of their political enemies. You have to be a crazy person to not be one of their political enemies. But President Trump pardoning the abortion clinic protesters, so hopefully they'll be at the March for Life. Maybe some of them will speak. But this is another example of the left building more prisons to put their political enemies in, and everybody, if you're pro-life, you're a grandmother that prays, they'll put you in prison because they're more fascist than any liberals you've ever seen in your lifetime. Remarkable stuff. And so about 150,000 people expected the March for Life, and it is, 22 degrees or something out there. It might have been up to 25 degrees today by the time I came in. But a lot going on there, a lot going on there. And President Trump to address the news media political called an anti-abortion march. No, it's a pro-life march, you pro-death savages, you baby killers. We got Chief Cheekbones today. He was spat upon and called a baby killer by Democrats when he didn't come home from Vietnam. But we'll get to that. And remarkable stuff. And the Nick Sandman story at the March for Life. Six years ago now. Great stuff. CNN shaking up their lineup, and nobody knows where Jim Acosta's going. Maybe to the bread line. Not at all clear. The laptop. The Democrats, they lie about everything, don't they? I got an update for you on the Haitian illegal alien who's cursing out President Trump and praising Obama and Biden. And is Barack Obama dating a TV star? Or are they just trying to spread a rumor that he's hetero? We're at 888-630-9625. Where's Larry Sinclair?
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Attention all patriots, this is your moment to claim your free Trump knife, a limited edition masterpiece that stands as bold and strong as America itself. That's right, free. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. This isn't just any knife. This is a razor sharp, precision engineered, laser etched symbol of American pride. Display it as a daily reminder of our nation's greatness. This knife is built to inspire and impress, but supplies are extremely limited and demand is off the charts. When they're gone forever. Don't wait another second. Visit TrumpKnife47.com right now to claim your free Trump knife. That's TrumpKnife47.com. Celebrate President Trump. Celebrate our values. And hold this free, iconic piece of history in your hands today. Visit TrumpKnife47.com before it's too late. But act fast. This is a limited time offer. Once these knives are gone, they'll never return. Claim your free combat knife today. Visit TrumpKnife47.com now to secure yours. That's TrumpKnife47.com. Shipping and handling fees apply. Offer valid while supplies last. Not intended for functional use. Paid for by Intramax.
Stop the Sherwin-Williams winter sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 17th through the 27th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code SECONDFREE by January 26th. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning.
Access to technology and school supplies.
And even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we're achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security. Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
Now, what's up with this Barack Obama allegedly being hetero? I saw this story this morning, and I immediately thought of Joan Rivers, who knew it all. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Dan, calling from Reston, Virginia. Daniel, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. I spend a lot of time driving, and I'm on 66 currently, and I spend a lot of time on 495 as well. And I already see the uptick in traffic for people, you know, having to go back to work. So, love or hate Trump, the guy knows how to make money. And Everyone's going to do better because more traffic and those little delis in the buildings that have been, you know, less than 50% occupied, it's going to mean more economic prosperity for everyone. So, again, love or hate Trump, he knows how to make money.
I got it. You're 100% right. And I was at Newsmax yesterday, and a couple of the great women in the studio were saying, anybody notice the traffic today? A lot more traffic today because President Trump, and not everybody across the country is aware of this perhaps, but President Trump has ordered that federal government employees who have been working from home for years because of the Wuhan, and the Chinese communists with their virus, which we helped, thanks to Anthony Fauci. But President Trump said everybody back into the office, everybody back to work. So Dan is talking about the already obvious increase in traffic on the Beltway, 495 on I-66 coming into the city of Washington. And you're 100% right. Now, Jasmine and Michael and I talked about this briefly a little earlier, and I said, well, this is great news for the people that run the lunch places downtown, which is what you mentioned, the delis. And it's true because all these places have gone out of business, and or they've gone dormant, they've gone dark, because when everybody downtown Washington stopped coming to downtown Washington, businesses naturally living on, you know, with slim profit margins, they go belly up. And it's the lunch places, the dinner places, the, you know, get your stuff place, even the drugstores, the CVS's and stuff, taking a beating because nobody's coming downtown. And Dan, you see, you're on the road and you see, uh-oh, look at this, a lot more people on the road. You see it already.
Well, and like you said, those places went out of business from the delis to the dry cleaners to, you know, if people aren't going to work, They didn't need to buy things.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it's another way of choking the life out of the city. The economy's down, but at least the crime rate is up, thanks to illegal gang members.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
day.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls, antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloths, embroidered linens, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
60 to 180 police officers, nobody sentenced to a day in jail. Nobody, not one rioter sentenced to a day in jail. They still haven't found the pipe bomb guy from the DNC and the RNC headquarters, even though they've got video of him on his cell phone with a timestamp on it, knowing where he is with nobody around him, and they still can't find him. Not a very good investigative agency, the FBI, I'm thinking. You know, but they can find grandmothers that prayed at abortion clinics and throw them in prison for years and years on end. President Trump pardoned those pro-life people yesterday in time for today's March for Life. But the Democrats love death more than we love life, which is the old Al-Qaeda slogan adopted by the Democrat Party. They should wear T-shirts, I think, with the Al-Qaeda slogan while they chant from the river to the sea about wiping Israel off the map and all that good stuff. Now, with that said, as I mentioned, the March for Life is today. And there are a lot of stories related to that. President Trump pardoning the grandmothers praying at an abortion clinic that the Democrats threw in prison because they're haters and they hate Christendom, Christianity, God, church. They had that crazy bishop at the National Cathedral who's a political radical and extremist, though. And she cuts her hair with a Flobee, uses the Flobee to cut her hair. Not stylish, but practical. I'll give her that. But the March for Life, I'm guessing that the bishop is not at the March for Life, because she's a bishop, Episcopal bishop in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, who's not pro-life. She's not pro-life. And I find that to be a little ironic, which is another clear sign that she's a lefty, a liberal. But never minding that, because there's a lot to talk about. And one of the things, again, President Trump recorded a message that will be played at the March for Life. J.D. Vance will be speaking in person at the March for Life. It is 20-something degrees out there today, rather brisk, rather chilly. But I want to remind you, because it matters, that a number of years ago there was a big deal. It was a giant fake news story from the corrupt news media. And it had to do with the March for Life. And there was a young man named Nicholas Sandman, a teenager from a Catholic school in Covington, Kentucky, Covington Catholic School. They sent me a beautiful sweatshirt, a dark blue Covington Catholic sweatshirt, which I do wear from time to time. I may wear it later today, as a matter of fact. I should be wearing it now, but I didn't. We just moved. I'm still trying to find stuff. But the fake news went crazy when young teenager, Catholic, pro-life student Nick Sandman in town with his school, his Catholic school from Covington, Kentucky. Nick Sandman was wearing a MAGA hat and minding his own business on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial when a left-wing radical by the name of Nathan Phillips, who's a Native American man, came up to Nick Sandman and kind of got in his face, banging a drum, you know, as Democrats, lefties like to do, and doing all this stuff. Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? And Nathan Phillips came up, kind of got in the face of the teenager, and there were videos, because everybody has a TV studio in their phones, so there were videos of Nick Sandman, teenager, standing there minding his own business with a pleasant smile on his face, while an older man by the name of Nathan Phillips, a Native American, we would learn later, who served in the Marine Corps in the Vietnam Times, that's what he said, but didn't go to Vietnam. But that didn't keep the media from calling him a Vietnam veteran 1,000 times, even though it was never true. And he never said it was true. He didn't lie about it. They're just too dumb or too dishonest or whatever. But you may remember 2019, the March for Life, and Nick Sandman became the villain of the story because the news media villainized, vilified, demonized, and made him a real bad guy, disrespecting an elder. And he's not an elder in his Native American tribe, Nathan Phillips. He's just an old guy who's Native American, so they called him an American Indian elder. They don't know what these words mean. They use the words, but they don't know what they mean. And when he said, I was a Vietnam Times, and he served in the Marine Corps, God bless him, and during the Vietnam War, but he didn't go to Vietnam, and that's great. But and he never said that he did, but the news media then said that he did, because they're trying to make him a hero. Now, you know, when it's convenient for the left, Vietnam veteran Marine is a hero now, if you can use that person against a teenager who goes to Catholic school and has a Trump hat on. And that's what the media did. It was one of the biggest lies ever. And Nick Sandman, I hope, is a very, very wealthy man as a result. 2019 March for Life.
Yeah, y'all better not touch him. Y'all better not touch him.
And you got these crazy radical black racists called the Black Hebrew Israelites. And Nathan Phillips is banging a drum, and he's got high cheekbones just like Elizabeth Warren's papaw. And that's how you know he's a real Native American. And he's banging a drum. That's another sign, with a wooden stick and all that good stuff. Now, this happened, and I did something crazy, because I saw the news reports coming out after this teenager. I did something crazy. I went to Al Gore's Amazing Internet, and I watched the videos. I watched like 45-minute-long videos from a couple of different camera angles. I watched the whole thing, and I saw that Nick Sandman did absolutely nothing inappropriate or controversial or provocative or insightful. And that Nathan Phillips, if anybody, got up into the teenager's face, and still he was sort of docile, but there was no reason for him to march over and get in the face of the young pro-life people. And he did, and it was no big deal. Really, Nathan Phillips didn't create a scene. Nicholas Sandman certainly didn't create a scene. The filthy, corrupt, nasty, lying news media created a fake scene. And some of it sounded like this.
A troubling scene many are calling racist played out in Washington yesterday.
Troubling, racist.
Steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Some
steps
students
of Lincoln.
Harassing an older Native American man.
Harassing.
A Vietnam vet.
Students,
the
plural.
Situation came to a head when that young man there, wearing a Make America Great Again hat, got right in his face.
That
didn't
got
move.
Right in his face.
The video
and didn't
show
move.
Dozens of youths wearing Make America Great Again hats.
Uh-oh.
Mocking Native American elder and Vietnam veteran
mocking.
Nathan Phillips.
Yesterday, a Native American man was confronted by young people
that's
with
right.
Make America Great hats on.
No, he wasn't.
There's something wrong with that.
Outrage over this now viral video showing high school teenagers harassing a Native American
outrage.
Elder.
Outrage. Racist. It's racist. It's an outrage. They confronted him. No, they were standing there waiting for their bus, and Chief Cheekbones came up with his drum, banging the drum, and got in there, walked right up to them, and, you know, you could say got in their faces a bit, but they didn't get in his face. But the news media, he's a Vietnam vet. He's not a Vietnam vet. He didn't go to Vietnam. He claimed repeatedly, I'm a Vietnam Times vet. That's what he said.
I'm a Vietnam Times veteran. Honorable discharge. Yeah. I never really asked my government for nothing, you know. When I come home, those times, I got spit on, actually spit on, called a baby killer.
See, now, Democrats did that. People who call themselves liberals did that because they were pro-communist then. Now they're just communists. And pretty amazing stuff. Now, that's now he did say, when I came home, right, Vietnam Times vet. But if you listen carefully, as I tend to do, you don't say I'm a Vietnam Times vet if you went to Vietnam and fought in Vietnam. You say I'm a Vietnam veteran, a Vietnam War veteran. But the news media, not smart enough, not serious enough, not honest enough. And the news media smeared and slandered. And the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie, they got excited about it.
There's something aggressive about standing there. Standing your ground. You both stood your ground. And it was like a stare down. What do you think of that now when you think about that moment?
Oh, I would say Mr. Phillips had his right to come up to me. I had my right to stay there. Our school was slandered by the African Americans who would call us all sorts of things.
Yeah, the Black Hebrew Israelites that are lunatic, fringe, fanatic group, and they were there too, and they were getting in there, and they're yelling provocative and controversial things, and that's Savannah Guthrie telling the teenager that there's something aggressive about him standing there. There's something aggressive about me standing there? Wow, that's kind of crazy. Savannah Guthrie, then... lying because I think these Black Hebrew Israelites, which everybody knows are fringe lunatics, were claiming, oh yeah, the kids are yelling, build the wall. I watched all the video. Everybody eventually, well, some people eventually watched all the video. It was one of the biggest lies of the year, and a year filled with huge, gigantic lies and fake news.
Did anyone say, build the wall?
I never heard anyone say, build the wall. And
why would they say that?
I've seen it in any videos.
After a review of the videos, NBC News could not hear anyone shouting that hot-button phrase.
So it didn't happen.
Nathan Phillips claims he heard the team shout, build the wall.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, Cheekbones heard that. That's Nick Sandman. Spoke at the Republican National Convention in 2020.
My classmates and I visited the Lincoln Memorial. I found myself face-to-face with Nathan Phillips and other professional protesters looking to turn me into the latest poster child showing why Trump is bad. While the media portrayed me as an aggressor with a relentless smirk on my face, in reality, the video confirms I was standing with my hands behind my back and an awkward smile on my face that hid two thoughts. One, don't do anything that might further agitate the man banging a drum in my face. And two, I was trying to follow a family friend's advice. Never to do anything to embarrass your family, your school, or your community.
Sounds like a model citizen for the United States of America. Nick Sandman, who got dragged into this media meat grinder.
What I thought was a strange encounter quickly developed into a major news story, complete with video footage. My life changed forever in that one moment. The full war machine of the mainstream media revved up into attack mode. They did so without researching the full video of the incident.
Yep.
Without ever investigating Mr. Phillips' motives.
Yep.
Or without ever asking me for my side of the story. And do you know why?
Why?
Because the truth was not important. Advancing their anti-Christian, anti-conservative, anti-Donald Trump narrative was all that mattered. And if advancing their narrative ruined the reputation and future of a teenager from Covington, Kentucky, well, so be it.
That's a fact, Jack. What a great young man. He should run for Congress. He's more articulate and brighter than half the members of the United States Senate, you know, the Democrats.
I fought back hard to expose the media for what they did to me, and I won a personal victory. While much more must be done, I look forward to the day that the media returns to providing balanced, responsible, and accountable news coverage. I know President Trump hopes for that, too.
That would be real nice. Now, I went and I did some research to refresh my memory. Nick Sandman sued CNN for $275 million for the slander that they perpetrated against him. They were so guilty that they settled. And the amount was never disclosed that they settled for, but CNN, I'd like to think it was $275 million, but it probably wasn't. The case was settled in 2020. The monetary award kept confidential, but the ask was $275 million. Nick Sandman, great American, sucked into the vortex of the corrupt, filthy, left-wing media radicals who lied about everything from start to finish and were too lazy to watch the video. I watched the video, came in here and told you what actually happened. I was correct. Way ahead of all the phony media. They give each other awards for this stuff. We are at 888-630-9625. Today is the March for Life in Washington.
My papaw had high cheekbones, like all of the Indians do.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. You go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky. Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7. Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams winter sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 17th through the 27th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Enter a brave new world with America's number one brand of shaving cream, Barbasol. Gear up with Barbasol Collector's Cans, featuring Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World. Because superhero confidence starts with a great shave.
If you want me, come and get me!
Barbasol Limited Edition Cans, in stores now. Collect them all before they're gone. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World, only in theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
You have over $10,000 in credit card debt? The stress from excessive credit card debt can ruin your life.
collection calls, sleepless nights. If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLou is here for you. DebtLou uses secret programs that most credit card companies won't tell you about. They'll help you consolidate or settle your debts for a fraction of what you owe. With DebtLou's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved. There's no risk. The more you owe, the more DebtLou can save you. See how easy it is to get started with free information. Let DebtLou show you how 10 minutes could save you thousands. Call now, 800-200-6895. That's 800-200-6895.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLou are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying, but you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security. Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plan. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Lula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. Simply Free is available to a limited number of taxpayers. See TaxSlayer.com for eligibility.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children living in poverty worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
Now, Nick Sandman, last time I looked up, working on Capitol Hill, a staff assistant at the Senate Republican Conference in Washington, D.C. And I believe that, is that where Nick Sandman is now? I think it's where Nick Sandman is now. Pretty obviously going to be a Republican after experiencing the Democrat Party's treatment. All right, let's go to the telephones. Michael, let's go to Craig, calling from Gaithersburg, Maryland. Craig, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris, and to all the listeners out there. Hey, so I'm listening to your story this morning about Nick Sandman and you know, labeling it as one of the greatest lies perpetrated on the American people. And I can't help but think about a few others that were very divisive. Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot, complete lie. And it was perpetrated by Dorian Johnson, his friend who witnessed the whole thing in it. And, Darian Wilson was the police officer whose life was absolutely destroyed over that. We can go back as far as, George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. And then Kyle Rittenhouse as well, you know, during the Wisconsin riots. And it is just absolutely, it's disturbing to think that the media has this much power to just poison the minds of those that believe that they're being truthful.
Well, that is a fact. And then, of course, there was the years of Russian collusion. and the smears of President Trump by the likes of Adam Schiffless and the corrupt Democrats and their corrupt media allies. You're 100% right. Yeah, Kenosha, Wisconsin, they corrupted the hell out of that. Again, a teenager who's the neighborhood, the community lifeguard, and he's the villain of the story. When these people just released from jail and mental institutions attacking him with guns were the heroes of the story. Our news media, the most...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.